The Shining Wizards podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only. Opinions expressed by the host and guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the podcast or its affiliates. Content may include adult language or themes and is not suitable for all audiences. Viewer and listener discretion is advised.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
All right, it is episode 5. All right, I fucked it up already. It's episode 756 of the Shining Wizards podcast. Well, and we got Tropical's Nuts making an imprint on Tony's couch. So it is in person this week. Woo! There's a lot of wrestling talk that happened last week. Big Jim skeeted when he should have yeeted. Forbidden Door happened last week. NXT, but who gives a shit? Because we probably won't talk, do any wrestling talk.
So talk about wrestling.
Brando, fucking it up.
Double T in the house.
Tony, it's my house.
And some Kevin.
Tropic Al.
There we go.
That was sultry.
And joining us immediately, Jersey Cow Jesse coming in with the woof.
Jesse, please don't drop the weights. That's all I'm asking.
I'm asking him to drop the weights.
Just not on himself, but toss them away.
So since Jesse was here right away, Tony, you got to hear this. This is fucking hilarious. So Jesse and Emily stayed at Double T's last night. Obviously, Tropical and I were there. Jesse pokes his head through the curtains. You saw the little get up that we had there, little gimmick. Pokes his head through the curtains. He goes, can we talk about this sheet that Double T left for me? And he fucking unfolds it. It's a goddamn pillowcase. Yeah. He gave him a fucking pillowcase.
You're a dick.
You could have given that to Al, who doesn't use sheets.
Yeah, I thought about that.
You could talk into the microphone so people hear you.
I'm talking right into the microphone.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
It's probably you, Double T.
It is definitely me. I'm the problem. To be fair, after I got Al and Handsome Kevin set up with whatever was in the bin, with the air mattresses, the sheets, the comforters, I just left whatever. Like, Al didn't need a comforter. He doesn't sleep with a sheet on. He's a big guy. He runs hot. So he took a sheet, no comforter. Yep. So the only thing that was left was a comforter and what I thought would be a sheet. Because there's no reason why I have 8 pillowcases. It doesn't make sense. They each had 2 pillows. I put them in cases for them. Why would I have 4 more pillowcases?
Well, you gotta alternate, right? You gotta rotate them through.
No, they're those, all that betting is just for you guys.
Oh, that's nice.
That'll be when you leave tomorrow, that'll be washed, folded up, and put back in the basement. So I don't know why I have so many pillowcases.
I guess he was sheet out of luck.
Yeah, he sure was. It was fucking hilarious. And for any of the listeners here that don't know, Tropical is a psychopath.
Yes.
He is. I kind of concerned a little bit because every time that we've been together. Oh, yeah. I look over and the motherfucker is sleeping on top of the sheet. Nothing over him. Nothing over him. Just on top. Like nobody fucking does that.
I do.
Al does.
No, it's terrifying, man. It's terrifying.
Something's poking through there.
And this right here, right? The sheet incident. What is why I would not answer the late night campfire question last night. If you were catching for one person, who would it be? I'm not an idiot. I know you were just looking for some information to bring to the table, especially you, handsome Kevin.
Why especially me?
Yeah, because you are a troublemaker, bro.
You are the king of twisting the words.
Well, I'm the king. I'm the king.
Right? I shit my pants and I cleaned out my underwear.
Wait, last night?
No. And I cleaned out my underwear in a port-a-john. But from that moment forward, I now wash my clothes in a port-a-john, which is not true.
No, it's true.
So if I answered the question last night, who would I be a catcher for?
Yeah.
It would be Matt last night had a couple of drinks and said he would love X to fuck him in the ass. It wouldn't be like if I had one opportunity to be a catcher, who would it be for? Your dream person? No, it would have turned into Matt wants to get fucked in the ass by this guy, and I refuse to answer this question.
Guy, that was actually, I thought about that. I talked to Jesse. I told him, I said, you know what I think the answer is?
Rory.
Me.
Oh, I was going to say Rory. Yeah,
but he's been denying bro stuff for so long, he doesn't want it to get out.
Also, another thing, we had this conversation today. We did not go to Adam's Tavern for water service. I purposely wore a tank top because I knew we wouldn't be able to get in.
Fucking on purpose.
I knew you fucked it up.
Also, why do we go to Westfield?
This was your idea.
Yes.
I would have suggested going go-kart racing. I would have loved to have gone go-kart racing. Kevin even brought shoes to go-kart racing.
Could have kicked ass.
Nobody mentioned go-kart racing.
Well, because you were like, let's meet in Westfield and just figure it out. And then we went to the Fried Rooster or wherever the fuck we went. And then we had Bear ice cream.
Rooster. First of all, you love the ice cream place.
The ice cream place was amazing.
She offered you, you're like, what is this? She offered you a sample. And you turned around, and you're like, guys, I'm getting a sample.
He had some Rory in him at that point. That's for
fuck
sure.
Yeah, dude.
Oh my God. Poor Rory. We just drove here. There's a giant Mexican restaurant at the top of the hill here.
Yeah.
Why would we not take handsome Kevin to your local Mexican eatery?
Because I don't eat at that place. The place that I eat at, and I showed Brendan on the way home Saturday, that's been closed for like 6 months, and that was my spot.
Spot.
Yeah, you can't eat there because it's closed.
I understand.
It could still be his spot.
No, but I got two of them up top. There's Mi Pueblito, and then there's the taco truck. They're like right across the street from each other. I always get Mi Pueblito.
Truck a restaurant or
yeah,
a truck?
Taqueria truck, some shit or other. I don't know.
But are they Honduran? Because that's
no. These folks are legit, bro.
It's a brick and mortar called Truck.
It's the Taqueria Truck or some shit like that. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Well, you know.
It's also weird that we talk about how often he goes to.
And you want to take him to another one?
Yes.
Why?
Compare and contrast.
What if they
have a vegetarian Chipotle quesadilla at this place?
I love those.
That's like going to Minnesota and saying, let's go to Fridays. I want to compare and contrast. By the way, we are in studio together. In case you were wondering at home.
I don't think they were.
Man, nobody gives a shit.
I don't know. There are a lot of people watching. A lot of people tuned in.
Julio.
Wait. Oh, nothing wrong with a sample. Thank you. Vince Cable coming in. Pitching, catching. You're playing the game, right?
way to just completely kayfabe his.
Oh, we all know it's Vince.
Well, maybe he clearly doesn't want people to know it's Vince. Otherwise, he would have put his fucking name there.
Vince, if you don't want people to know it's you, just let me know.
It's a little late for that now.
I'm trying. So we went to Westfield because that's where you said we'll meet at Westfield and we'll figure it out from there.
Because you guys talked about fucking water service for months.
You know what? To be fair, Handsome Kevin, I think, was looking forward to some water service.
I do enjoy water service.
He wanted to learn about the beautiful cows again, see if there are any new updates from our favorite waiter. Although that waiter that was holding the door for us when he thought we were going in, he was a bit of a dick.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure that guy was a superstar Jimmy.
Also, Tony, you were like, hey, do you really think HK and Al want to go back to the same place they were here last time?
I put that out there a week ahead of time so that this way, if Al or HK had something else in particular in mind, we could accommodate them because they're guests, right?
Yes, but you put that out to me, not to them.
No, I put it out to them.
Yeah, he put it out there. But like, it's hard to be like, hey, we want to go try fucking, like, we don't know anything that's fucking around here. Like, Tropical, did you do any research?
No. Nah.
Yeah, see, I did research, and I still was like, I don't know if fucking go.
Yeah, but, like, we're pretty much, like, the Mecca. Like, if you name a kind of place you want to go to, we could find, like, five or six different locations to go to. It's not a problem.
See, Caribbean wouldn't have been bad.
Could have been Caribbean.
You don't know what the Caribbean is, though, so just...
Here we go. Fucking island boy over here.
He really is. Right. Matter of fact, I see his nuts from here. Fucking living the gimmick, Al is.
That's why your shorts are so short.
He knew where he was sitting tonight.
That's right. You are like eye shot right in his groin, aren't you?
Like Kevin Nash lining up.
We did our traditional pilgrimage today.
Yes.
We went to the toy store. We went to Pandora's Box and brought some toys. So that was fun.
Oh, tell folks how the barbecue was.
Oh, the barbecue was fucking awesome.
It was fantastic.
Great it was time. A great time. Beautiful weather. Fantastic people.
And Kevin. You know,
Kevin was there.
Yeah.
You know, I set a record for how long I could stick my face in the ice cold baby pool water.
Which record was that?
He did it.
I did it.
Yeah,
for 1 second. Shortest record ever.
Santino's record.
A record's a record, Brundo. I didn't see you sticking your face in the water.
Listen, fuck
what
that.
What the fuck happened, man? Like, yeah, you just went like, you went.
He literally was dipping in and out.
So, first of all, for some context there, we have a baby pool and we fill it with ice.
Yeah, not babies. Relax.
Take it easy, Buck.
Yeah, where's Buck at?
And that's where we put all the alcoholic beverages. So when you show up, we just say, put your drinks in the baby pool. And it's kind of like community. You drink whatever you want. We have cornhole. We have ladder golf. We have can jam. We have
Nerf guns.
Big Jenga fucking Nerf guns. Don't know how it became a thing, but it became a thing. How long can you hold your face and breath in the icy cold fucking baby pool water? So I kind of was ignoring what was going on. And right before Tony did it, I scoffed because I think the record was like 10 seconds.
No, it was like 15 or 16.
It was right before Tony did
it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. What was it? The one dude that was there with his wife, I forget his name, but he went in. He was a pro. He did it for like 16 seconds or so. Yeah.
The dude that was there with his wife.
Yeah, Mitch. What the hell
I know
was
who you're talking about, too.
Randy?
No.
Jonathan?
With an M.
Bill. Is it Bill?
No, it wasn't Bill. Maybe something with an N or an M?
Nicholas?
No.
Mercury?
Like an Irish kind of name, though, I thought. He looked Irish to me.
Who stuck his head in the water?
It was the dude with his wife. His wife was egging him on the whole time. Like, go for it. Yeah, I forget.
They were close to the
Jesse might remember.
You'd
know.
Introduce him. Oh, this is this guy, and this is this guy's wife.
Oh, yeah. And yeah. Natasha was the wife?
Alex?
No.
Alex?
No,
Alex. Those guys. No. Alex didn't go.
Russian Al. It wasn't the bartender that worked with Rhiannon and Marty, was it?
Marty did it?
Yeah. Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, Marty was in there for like 16 seconds. Marty was the impetus to make everybody else start going. Because Marty put up some fucking numbers.
Yeah, so Pat stuck his face in there. Jamie stuck his face in there.
Your brother did it?
My brother did. As soon as my brother showed up, he did it.
Your brother went all the way, though.
Yeah, he did. Well, Tony put his tits in there, too.
Well, I didn't mean to put my tits in there. It just wound up. You know, it was a hot day.
Yep. But Tony, I scoffed at whatever it was, 16 seconds. And then Tony did it for like 30 fucking 2 seconds, something crazy like
that. And I held it, dude. I could have went longer, but I'm like, no, let somebody fucking try to beat this, and then I'll come back. Nobody came back.
Nobody even came close.
No, and then I was like, I can do this. Zero preparation. I didn't take a deep breath. I just stuck my face in the water, and it is so fucking cold.
Yeah, it is.
And when you do that, you fucking inhale, you swallow the water, so they
said I'm out.
Yeah, but you can't walk up as like arrogant as you did and scoff at Tony's fucking 32
seconds. I wasn't scoffing at his 32 seconds. I was scoffing at the 16. Once he did 32, now I knew I was in trouble.
You know what double T too? Somebody right before you did it, somebody dumped like a fresh cooler of ice in there too. Yeah. Like right in the spot you were going to do it.
Yeah, Pat did it. I'm sure Pat loaded it.
Of course he did.
Walk up all arrogant.
Well, yeah. How else are you supposed to walk
you
up?
You score a one.
It's still a record. You can't do any shorter than that.
Have you learned nothing from your DDP yoga? Like, you have to go in there, breathe. You got to get ready.
You were like fucking meditating, fucking knees on the step.
I'm telling you, I probably could have done a minute if I really fucking.
He does his best work on his knees. So.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Disappointed in you and you and you. None of you guys fucking even like
put my fucking face in the fucking wall.
Why not?
Technically, it did end early too because there was a little something extra in the.
Oh, well, when Pat went back for the second time, he came up with fucking extras under his nose. It was like, all right,
game over. The cans were closed.
Yeah, but then everybody else had to go dunking in there too.
Yeah,
didn't have to.
The kid put up a number.
He also put his tits in the fucking. He put his tits in the water too.
It's a family thing.
I guess so. You're good at keeping it in the family.
See, too far.
Too far. Yeah, too far. Yeah. Talk to the guy who's playing fucking bags next to your kid.
He's a fucking gorilla. Jesus Christ.
That's the gorilla.
Yeah, no, you're the gorilla. Yeah, I didn't know they made gorillas that small.
I get a little carried away when I'm playing bags with the shit talk.
It's just, my God.
It's a little carried away.
First throw threw him right off. He was done.
Al was nothing but courteous. We were having a respectful game. It's like, you're on. He's on.
After you and your boy left, like, I was crushing double T.
Oh, he was talking shit to you too?
Yeah. We fucking beat him. It was more Z in his fucking weird T-shirt.
You fucking walked away. You're like, get out of my head. Get out of my head.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did. But I regained my composure and we beat you.
That's fine.
How's that fucking piss beer?
I'll tell you what, the real American beer right here that I'm drinking goes best with our fucking Shining Wizards koozies.
Fuck yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. I love this beer.
Someone told me they taste like it tastes like olives.
No.
It tastes like beer.
It tastes like beer, but beer tastes like shit to me, so.
Well, then it tastes like shit. Get me another one.
Margie. Tony needs a beer. Where's your kid? Is he working out?
Yeah, you don't hear the weights clanging around in there?
No, these headphones are pretty good.
All right, well, good. Then you don't hear him.
All right. I don't know. I don't know if fucking Handsome Kevin's going to fuck him next, so.
Whoa.
Come on now. Whoa. Dude. Jeez.
What? He was making his way through the family, according to him yesterday.
Tony is my friend.
Yeah, you said you're pounding him in the ass. Before.
I did say that. Well, he's my friend.
It's bro stuff, yeah. Man. It's all good.
There will be no pro. BSB. Oh, we're not going to talk about that.
We can't talk about it. We have a little business opportunity we'll talk about off air.
What the hell is BSB?
I'm sorry.
We can't get it out there.
We had 40 minutes. We sat in silence for the last 10 minutes before the fucking show started.
Yeah, we didn't think about that. Yeah.
God, no.
We did a lot. We went to the toy store. We brought wrestling figures. We went to two toy stores this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had a great time.
Yeah.
The one in Chatham was real nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We played WrestleFest.
Oh, yeah.
We played Ice Cold Beer.
That fucking game was awesome. My fucking arms hurt from playing WrestleFest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't play it nearly as long as you four maniacs.
We played Rock Band on the couch.
Rock Band was fun.
It was fun as hell.
Fucking skee ball, man.
Skee ball. Yeah, I know. Like you robbed fucking Al for what, $40?
No, just whoa, motherfucker, yeah.
You didn't say anything at the store. Yeah, I got you.
You know, Al, not for anything, but he gets the 10,000 on the first shot. He should have at least given you a courtesy throw. Should have.
Absolutely not.
He should have. You didn't get a chance to go.
If the agreement was the first one to sink it, I sank it right first throw. It's over.
You gotta give him opportunity. You gotta give him last licks, bro.
Fucking first one to
am I wrong?
No. Look, if we're gonna, you know. Air our grievances here, I mean.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I think me and you, who bought ice cream? Tony bought the ice cream. Who bought lunch? Matt bought the lunch. Well, look at these three. Just sitting here.
Who bought dinner, asshole?
Yeah, asshole. You fucking sucked out enough White Castle. Okay. Toilets in your house.
All right. Good call, Brenda. Now we look at these. What about these?
That's not fair. They're our guests.
I offered to goddamn buy at the 73.
What'd you offer? You can't.
I didn't boff or anything.
You can't.
Oh man, who's boffing?
I was thinking about boffering, but
no. Who would you boffer?
Well, not you.
Yeah, because you wouldn't put your name out there.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to be
so cocky on you.
I'm just busting balls. These guys are great. I have zero. I'm just busting your balls. I don't want anything from either of you.
So what's BFF?
What?
Best friends fucking.
Yeah, what? Like, you brought that up. We got to talk after the show about
BSB. Oh, no, BSB. No, stop. Yeah, no, don't ruin it.
Yeah. We don't need any of these.
You're going to ruin it.
Don't worry. Right. When you guys get to the hat later, we can talk about
not going to the fucking hat.
You said you were.
No, I'm not.
The way.
Place is a shithole.
Oof, Jesus. I am a real American.
Are you?
Dude. Fuck yeah, I am. I set the ice water record.
He's got you there.
The good record.
I guess.
You know, I thought I might be able to do pretty well at that.
You should have, you
I thought about it.
Here we go. It's over. It's done with. Bad news, jerk off. I got two full coolers of ice and a baby pool full of cold water. Oh. We can test this out. We go back to the house.
I just figure. I think I might be okay. I could do the good night, Diana. That thing's hanging out there for what? 30 seconds at least.
Your face isn't in fucking ice cold water.
Well, he doesn't have to bend over to get his face in there.
Right. It's a big bonus. Fucking Brundlefly with the low-hanging fruit now, too.
I'm looking at low-hanging fruit all night.
Cover his nards.
I forgot my grass skirt. I apologize for nothing.
That's not the only thing Al forgot to pack.
That's right.
Yes. Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
No.
Did you hear about this yet, Tony?
No, of course not.
Brundlefly, did you? I told you about
that. Oh, yeah.
So, fuck it. What was it? Saturday morning, right?
Yep.
Saturday morning, I get up, shower, all that kind of stuff. We went walking and everything.
Well,
and,
it was Sunday morning. Saturday when we came back from the toy store dinner.
No, that's you're right.
Where'd you eat? Pizza Vita?
So, no, we didn't. So we're sitting there and Tropical gets up. He walks to go to take a shower. He comes back out. He starts going back through his bag. I'm like, okay, what the fuck's going on? He's like, Yeah. And he sits down and then he starts taking like everything out of his bag. He's like, yeah. Thought that might have happened. I was like, what's going on here, Tropical? He's like, yeah, we're gonna have to go somewhere tomorrow so I can buy underwear.
Yep.
Motherfucker didn't pack his Grundies.
You should have freeballed it, dude.
I got your back, Al. I got your back on this.
It was, I mean, the kid woke up and I was kind of putting things together. He wanted to help. And so I'm like, yeah, buddy, let's go. We're gonna put all this together, zip it up, try to get him back to sleep. Get out the door on the way to Nashville to the airport and arrive.
Your four-year-old ribbed you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he's getting a spanking tomorrow night.
The old man probably needed some new fucking drawers anyway.
It's fine. Yeah.
Wait, so you hooked Al up? Was it the pair that you fucking salvaged?
No, I didn't give him a... Wait, you would accept underwear from a friend, Tony?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. I told him, I said, man, if I thought that a pair of my undies would fit you, I'd offer them up.
Yeah.
In fact, I brought extra.
I'm good. We would have went to the store.
We passed a zillion stores. We stopped at Walmart Sunday morning.
And this sea sucker couldn't have bought a t-shirt so we could have got water service
good
on
fucking
Saturday.
Point, yeah. Tony.
There were empty water glasses at that place. Yeah. I was staring at them.
You think I don't need another fucking t-shirt? It was nice out. I was enjoying myself.
You get like this rage face. It was nice out. Yeah, I was enjoying myself.
If you would have said you would have forgot your deodorant, you could have just used double T's because he never uses it.
It's not like I threw fucking oil and vinegar all over my sun porch and like some jerk off here.
Well, the fucking oil and vinegar needed to be mixed. How did I know this cocksucker put holes in the fucking lid and just put a piece of tape over it? I started shaking it up. Next thing I know, there's oil and vinegar all over the place.
Man, you could have bought another fucking t-shirt, but you didn't. All right.
I didn't ask you for one because I didn't.
He thought it was cologne.
Yeah.
true Italian.
Oh, brother.
True Italian. I don't, and I think Brundo was right in his intro. I don't know if there's going to be a ton of wrestling talk tonight. And I know there's a bunch of people who at the barbecue yesterday who found out I did a wrestling podcast with these fine gentlemen. So if you guys tuned in, Rich and Kelly, we appreciate you tuning in. I don't know how deep we're going to get into the wrestling talk tonight because this is more like hang and shoot the shit and a lot of dick jokes.
That's what episode 591 is all about.
Tune in now, and I told him on Friday. I was like, if you want to hear wrestling talk, this might not be the week, but tune in anyway.
Oh, yeah. This is exciting. It's exciting to be back in studio. And thank you, Tony, and your lovely wife, Margie, and your son, little Tony, for letting us crash your pad tonight.
Hey, no worries. I forgot my brother Dan wanted to listen in, so I'm going to send him the link.
Oh, boy.
Jesus.
It's a family fair. No Raw tonight. It was so this afternoon, so that helps us greatly.
Yeah, it's not like we were watching Raw during the show anyway.
You thought we were? We were what?
I have no idea. I didn't know. I didn't know what to expect tonight, and I've done these before.
Podcasts or
yeah, like 508 of them.
Run 591.
Molly Rogue in the chat. My favorite part of the podcast. No wrestling talk.
Molly Rogue.
That's okay, Molly. We'll talk about kids between the ages of 13 and 7.
Why would we do that?
And how they can ruin your week.
Or just the city of Chicago in general.
Yeah. Ooh, you bitch.
Molly doesn't think she says it.
Molly, first of all, Molly likes me. That's what I found out this weekend.
Yeah, Molly, yeah. She thinks you're great.
Right? Yeah. It's great. And we've never met, so.
No.
Molly's beach boyfriend lives at my house, so.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
He's about the same size as Hansel Kevin.
that his fucking kid's going to be bigger than I am when he's like 9.
All right, that's good for Molly.
He's gonna walk up to me and just done. Choke slam,
dude. What? You should be on my side for the things he said to your child.
Yeah, but we gotta stop fucking doing the Zumhoff talk.
There's no Zumhoff talk.
Yeah, like the 9-year-old Molly's interested. Like, well, he's gonna be bigger than interested. Kevin.
I think she's in for a good time.
What? A good. All right, with a 9-year-old, she's in for a good time.
I mean, she knows where it's going. The tree's growing.
Oh yeah,
she knows. She knows that. She knows that the growth isn't stunted. She doesn't have to worry about a tiny man.
Talking about 9-year-old
growth. Nothing stunted, all right.
Okay.
Is there any more White Castle over there? Is it just impossibly not burgers?
Did you get cheese on your Impossible Burgers?
Yeah.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. I got cheese on something for you, brother.
Yeah. He's got cheese on something for me.
I really thought he was going to get up and fart into the camera.
I thought he was going to shake his crank. Like he does in the break.
He didn't take his camera off. He just got up and walked away.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. He's over there.
I'm over here now.
Behind
He's
you.
Over there. Yeah.
he's fucking microwaving them too. Oh, God.
You're putting in the microwave?
He's going to heat them up. He's going to, that smell is going to be intoxicating.
Yeah. I picked them up like an hour and a half ago almost.
Yeah. You were here early, huh?
Yeah. I left early. I thought I would hit the 17 traffic and didn't.
Yeah. No, we made good time too. Yeah. But I took back rows because I was afraid I was going to hit traffic.
Who ate all the chicken rings?
I don't know. I had like 4 of them.
Gorillas. Probably should have got 2 cases, Brundo.
Yeah. It said like 30 of them in a sack. I thought that would be enough. But, yeah.
No, Molly. Kevin is not under the steps. He is at the he is at the bar where all Kevins do the show from. Oh, no. That's the spot, no? The bar?
Well, I'm not going to sit in between these two fucking Bash Brothers. Why look not? At that.
Bash Brothers. Look, bro.
They be next to these two motherfuckers? No.
They do look like an independent wrestling 80s tag team.
Yeah, I know.
We could be like the fucking Power Twins from the 80s, 90s.
Yeah, I don't want to drive the Bobcat. They're too bad!
The bald and the beautiful over here.
Did you call yourselves the Power Twins? Bald.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Should be the Devour Twins.
Says the dude who's about to stuff a fucking White Castle in his face.
Fuck yes.
Is that a regular burger or an Impossible burger?
Take the dick out of your mouth first.
Whoa. No.
Yeah.
How dare you?
So
don't slut shame me.
So we are all grown adults. We're close to 40. Oh, yeah. We're close to 40, if not over 40. It is fascinating to watch Handsome Kevin and Al decide what wrestling they're going to watch as they go to bed.
What's something terrible you want to watch that you won't get invested in?
Because it's Handsome Kevin going through the Peacock. Going, what are you feeling? What are you feeling? And stopping at every commercial that is for whatever Super Bowl, and just the first minute of the whatever matches on the screen, it's like, I think at Halloween Havoc, and he goes and he goes, Great American Bash. And then I like go upstairs to do something. I come back to watch a fucking Slamboree. I'm like, when did Slamboree become a thing?
Well, you know, we want to find something we both kind of agree on, right? We almost went WrestleMania 1.
Right.
It was very close to that, but we both agreed we wanted to hear Bobby on commentary.
Yeah.
So then we went directly to WCW in that like 94 range. And then we landed on, it was Great American Bash. That's where we went. Yeah, last night, Great American Bash, which fucking 98 was such a shit show. Horrible thing to wake up to.
Yeah. 98 was where it really started going off the rails.
It's
so
fucking miserable, man. Yeah. It's miserable. A tag team match between, was it Pipe and Savage versus Hulkster and Brett.
Yeah.
Woof.
And then directly after the match, Piper versus Savage. And then your main event, Sting versus the Jai.
For the tag team titles.
Yeah, yes, it's just, I remember what a that fucking shit show. It was bad. And then 99 starts, right? So that ended. We start watching 99 directly thereafter. Opening match, Brian Knobbs versus Hack.
Which is where his foot's going.
Yeah. Followed by Mikey Whipwreck versus Van Hammer.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
That sounds awesome. Yeah.
And it was almost like, no, we got to get away from this now.
What did you guys do the first night? You did Uncensored?
World War III.
Yeah.
World War III. Okay, but I mean, yes.
We caught just the Johnny B. Bad DDP match. I think we were both pretty much. You might have made it into a little bit of Duggan.
Yeah, he made it into Duggan because I helped bring in whatever my wife had outside, and you were fucking gone.
Yeah.
He gave me the horns as we were watching.
Jim, I don't know if that matters, though. I don't know if he is.
He was awake.
My hacksaw take all the way up to his elbow. In a tape fist match.
And he was also cognizant enough to give me the horns.
You mess with the bull?
You get the horns!
Or in this case, the nards. But yeah, you know, whatever.
Either way.
It was just funny to watch the process.
Well, I'm not going to be like, hey, Tropical, we're watching this. Fuck, eat my ass. I'm not going to do that to him. He's my friend.
No, I get it. I'll eat your ass.
Because you're my friend.
He's your bro.
All right. Yeah. Anyone else going to eat Handsome Kevin's ass?
Nah.
No, right?
No, you said that way too quick. I don't believe you.
Brother's a fucking liar.
I also think Tony's all talk. Are you daring me to eat the Hobbit's ass?
Wow. Well, you're supposed to be friends and you go right into... You just...
Well, when I say it, it's cute.
Yeah, well, you're not going to get in my pants that way.
Take the diaper off.
What? Who's wearing a diaper?
The little guy.
Oh, and I'm the one that needs to stop with the buck stuff.
I didn't say buck stuff. I'm saying, you know, he doesn't want to have to use a porta potty to clean his drawers.
Also, for all the excitement about the Cheez-Its, there's still Cheez-Its left.
I hate Cheez-Its.
Do you really?
I hate them.
What? Why?
I don't like the way they taste.
Fucking heathen. Jesus.
Jeez.
He does have,
and he's eating impossible burgers too. I can't defend you, bro. It's terrible.
What's the problem?
Now there's donuts over there. Are you gonna partake?
I'm not eating any fucking donuts.
Come on.
Felt like I was dying after that ice cream.
Yeah, you fucking shit all over mommy's bathroom. It looked like you dropped a potted plant.
Yeah. Oh, they must be growing nicely now. Who fertilized the toilet?
He definitely ate more Saturday, he told us today, than he's eaten in like months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Between the breakfast he had at the airport, rooster spin,
yep,
ice cream, and then we went.
Oh, the flaming sushi.
The 73, yeah.
Yeah. And then we went to Ree's Bar, and he had a very delightful looking like appetizer.
Yeah.
How much did you eat on Saturday?
Way too fucking much.
Dude, I got home. I couldn't breathe.
I had a big slice of Sicilian pizza when I got home.
I had an order of buffalo wings and fried pickles when I went to the bar.
Double T was putting it down.
Yeah, well, Al was fucking him and Ree killed an order of disco fries.
It's because I'm terrified of your wife. She was threatening me the whole time. Eat these now.
That's true. I told her, all right, we were heading out. Why? Because I got to get home. Why? Because I'm old. Why? I'm like, Jesse, can you help me out here, brother?
Well, you also didn't listen when I asked you once to stop shooting the Nerf guns.
No, I stopped.
Not the first time?
No, I stopped.
Nope. What are you looking around the room for? Like, they're going to be like,
I didn't look around the room. I stopped.
No, you didn't.
I sure did.
Your ass hurts. And the second time she got pissed off. You're out of your mind, Matthew Birch. Cheez-Its are not so overrated.
Matthew Birch, my man. Thank you, MB. You're right.
Cracker
you just
basement.
Haven't had the right Cheez-It.
The fuck does that? You haven't had the right cheese.
Spoken like a true person from Pittsburgh. They put fucking, they put like ketchup on cold pizza or some weird shit out there.
Woof.
It sounds gross. Yeah.
Gross. Goblins.
You know what else is great? At the at the snack bar, the candy corns. Your wife had a couple jars of candy corns.
Those things have been in my house forever, dude.
I don't care, man. I gave a lot of them a good home, man. Them fuckers ruled.
They don't gross. Go bad.
No, they don't go bad because this is what happens.
Bad right away.
They're made bad.
The candy corn company sends out their goblins the day after Halloween to go through everybody's garbage to take all the fucking thrown out candy corn away, and then they just rebag it and sell it.
Yeah, that candy corn was made in what, 1998?
Yeah, it's neither candy nor corn. It's disgusting.
Older than Tony's kid.
It's delightful.
It's fucking gross.
You're gross.
I know that.
It's up there with Peeps.
Oh, fuck Peeps that. Are awful.
Peeps are fucking terrible.
Ugh.
I also think I don't like Peeps because I really liked them when I was a kid, and I would eat like a whole box of Peeps.
I did too. Yeah.
Easter morning at like 9 o'clock, which was a terrible.
But their consistency is so gross, like granulated sugar on a shitty marshmallow.
I'm fucking nine. It's the best thing in the world.
Stop talking about nines.
Yeah. Okay, I'm 10.
Fuck you, ass.
Yeah, the two digits make it better.
I think Peeps though is like Tony Schiavone's commentary. You had a remembrance of it from when you were younger and thinking, okay, this isn't half bad. But then you go back into it after the AEW run and realize maybe he was always terrible.
That is absolutely perfect.
And you nailed it 100%. He was always terrible.
Yeah, because if I tried to eat a Peeps right now, I'd probably throw up.
The only thing they're good for is putting them up in the microwave, making them explode. That's it.
No, it's not. Now we have to clean it. When you're a kid, you don't have to clean it. Mom cleans it. Now you have microwave. To clean it.
I got some Peeps in the bag here.
The old bag Peeps.
Write that down.
Fucking Cheez-Its are overrated. Did anyone mess with the Funyuns?
No. Not a Funyuns guy.
I feel like there's a lot of Funyuns left.
I saw a couple people eating Funyuns, but no.
All right.
Pringles are always good. Mary's subs were delicious.
Yes.
Yeah, the ants got them at the end of the night.
Well, I mean, nobody else was eating that second one. You know, you got two for one.
It's about half of it gone.
Yeah, half of it was gone, yeah. Which fucked us because I have the amount of buns left over. We got the amount of buns for the amount of burgers and dogs. So there's a shitload. The burgers and dogs we can freeze. The buns will not last long.
So what do? Do you drop them off at a food shelf?
I have no food what?
You got a food shelf?
What the fuck's a food
like,
shelf?
It's like a food shelter. Pantry.
No, hold on. I wanted to explain a food shelf.
You guys don't have food shelves?
We is
have
it like pantries. A slab?
No, a food shelf is not like a slab. It's completely
we have
things.
A food shelter or a food bank.
Yeah.
Food
pantry. Same thing. Yeah, okay. Food shelf.
I've never heard of it called a food shelf
you
before.
Put the food on the shelf.
Yeah.
Then the
called a fucking supermarket.
Food.
Food on the shelf.
Got the fool on the shelf. Sitting
what are you fucking shaking your head for?
You couldn't have put that one together?
Yeah, you really couldn't figure that
I'm
out.
I'm just curious. It is.
It's not like he said crack a rat. He said go take it to the food shelf.
It's fascinating to hear what other people call it. A food shelf doesn't. I don't get that.
It's just the food shelf.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you like. Is it like a. Like
you could have brought him here. I could have dropped him off over at the church. They got a food pantry.
Well, you didn't tell me. I think.
Well, I didn't know you had so many left over. I thought everybody was eating like gorillas.
No, we had a ton of fucking burgers left over. My wife went way overboard.
You have to, though. You have to. Because if you don't go way overboard, you're afraid you're not going to feed everybody.
I was afraid we weren't going to feed everybody to begin with. And then we got two subs for the price of one. She didn't tell me she was cooking chicken.
By the way, crab cakes, fucking awesome.
They were fish cakes.
Whatever. Same
shit. Yeah, they were great.
They were amazing.
The tuna was fucking slamming.
Tuna was amazing.
The Kevin tomahawk steak, though, was that she started at 11:30 last night.
You weren't there for the tomahawk steak, but that was.
I saw the pictures. It looked delicious.
That was fucking serious, too.
Yeah.
It was a good time. I had a great time. What's cancel Kevin's like? Something's going. I can see
the,
something's going on in the brain.
No,
there.
No.
It's
I'm
like
just,
the hearts
just,
are coming out of his
just
eyes.
Just laughing.
At
just
you.
Having a nice time. All right. That's good.
I thought he was looking at Tony.
That's okay.
I look at Tony all the time. What's the problem?
See, this is the time I wish we had a full camera, like in the room, just to see everything.
Don't
like,
you have the Mevo?
Yeah, but I've already got two cameras hooked up. We had to get Alan.
I'm not asking you to hook it up. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, how much shit am I going to hook up?
You just said, I wish you had a camera so you could see the whole room. No,
like something where I could just plug it in. Now that I have to set it up, make sure it works, this and that. Somewhere I could just flip a switch and camera's on. Boom.
All right. Well, you have 364 days to figure it out.
And I will spend none of those days trying to do so.
I do declare we should go to the Mexican restaurant at the top of the hill next year.
Tony, you want to go scout it first, though?
Like to do the show? Oh, no, I've ordered from there before. I've never actually sat in the place. But
that, I don't want to order from there. I don't want some fucking Nigerian guy delivering it to me. I want to go and sit in the fucking restaurant.
You know what? I may have one for next year. I went with the monies to a Mexican restaurant once where that brewery is that you guys watch wrestling at. They have fucking shit all over the walls, like lucha masks, like all this Mexican memorabilia.
Okay, like, I was like, why
it's
would I want
to hopping freaking place?
Not like, it's not the Luchador, is it?
Yeah.
Is that the name of it? Is the name of it the Luchador?
I don't think so, but it's on that straight same.
But as Bolero,
what?
As the Bolero Brewery,
where you turn on to get to the Bolero? Okay.
Tony would know better.
I think it's like Patterson Plank Road.
Okay,
that yeah. It's on.
Tony's going to Google it.
Wait, Bolero? Like the bowling alley?
No, like the brewery we went to where we saw the wrestling.
I know, but is it spelled this? Bolero snort, not, yeah, B-O-L, no W. Let's see. Oh, La Fortazella?
Yeah, I think, yeah. That was
yeah, it. This looks like it. Holy shit. Yeah, this is right around the corner.
That is
Cocina
serious.
Y Folklore Mexicano. Oh, HK, this could be your new fucking spot, bro.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I'll, right. I'll take a look.
Water service can kick rocks.
Don't. Nobody can hear that. Only us.
Oh, that's a shame.
What is there's a phone booth that says Yama A2X. Call your ex. Like this fucking place is crazy. And it's a rotary fucking phone, dude. That's great. You know what a rotary phone is, kids?
Yes. Jersey Cow Jesse said, "Buy you an owl, OWL." We got him at work, and they are decent for a 360-degree camera without having to do anything.
You still have to buy it with something.
Okay, but...
No, the Mevo would be fine. It's just, I fucking completely forgot I had the damn thing.
Yeah, but what if the owl, you just plug it in and hit the button?
Right.
All right. Okay.
Would you be happy with that? Yeah. Also, I couldn't get over your hair after you stuck your head in the water.
Oh, yeah. You don't realize how long it is up top.
And how, how poofy it gets.
Very.
It dries out.
Poofy.
Very poofy. What did you want me to say?
Poofy.
Poofy.
You're poofy.
Thank you. This is good because I like have like I'm very tired.
Yeah.
Right? I'm sure you guys are pretty beat too. Like I'm just enjoying myself now.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
I worked today, Brundo, didn't you?
No, I took today off. I went running around all morning, though, so I wasn't, like, laying at home doing nothing. I was still busy.
Yeah, you should have taken the day off.
For what?
The peace of mind? Relax your bones? Celebrate your victory at the ice bath challenge?
No time to celebrate, Dr. Jones.
Right, life reminisce about you were not there when Kate's hitter showed up.
Stop. I explained to Brundo before you guys got here how that all started, and it's like completely innocuous. It had nothing to do with me salivating over mammary glands.
Well, you lean into them, though. You
No,
them.
I don't lean into them. Maybe you leaned into them when they arrived.
Maybe if she showed up sooner, he would have.
That's all. She was doing forbidden door stuff.
Right. Oh, yeah.
She was in mommy's playground.
She goes, weird that Tony left early?
I don't know if it's weird or
and
not.
And Kate was late?
Is she?
Kate That's not good.
Nope.
I mean, honestly, it's probably like a mayonnaise that's been in the back of the fridge, like a squeeze bottle, and you squeeze it and just nothing comes out.
Are you talking about Tony arriving?
Yes. His arrival is very dusty.
It'd be dusty.
I think
dusty.
It is. I don't think he's got good
I think
ropes.
It'd be like if you filled a bag full of pudding and just cut the corner off.
Like a leaky faucet?
It just goes... Bleh.
I want to suck your blood.
Thank you.
Why? Because I got the fucking point and I'm Nosferatu?
No. Yeah, not at all. Go. You said it, not me.
You implied it.
I didn't. I wasn't even looking at your forehead.
You're still looking at the back of my
Yeah, I saw some pictures of the back of my head. I didn't realize I'm losing some hair back.
Oh, are you?
You didn't realize that?
Yeah,
I didn't
notice. I didn't notice. I never look at the back of my head.
Let me see. No. No.
Yeah, it's thinning out.
Not really.
Now look, did you look at some of the pictures of me from behind?
Oh, yeah. So here's the thing, though, Double T. My barber started doing this shit where at the end of the haircut, he stopped showing me the back. And it was like years ago. And it's like right before I started really thinning out. So your barber is not.
His barber charges him $5. He ain't showing him shit.
He did show me, but I was just happy to have a haircut.
Like, thank you.
It's like Tony at the ice cream store.
Yeah.
We can pick two cookies. Everything the fucking sign said, he asked a question about, and I was having pizza truck flashbacks.
You were very critical of everybody in that pizza.
Yeah,
shop.
You were a dick, man. You were a dick to Rory. You were a dick to everybody.
Wait, what? We didn't go to a pizza shop. What are you
sorry. Doing? Ice cream shop.
I was not a dick to anybody.
You're very critical.
Kevin and I were having small talk with the lady online. She was asking us like what you know, like how it works.
Just
and everything.
Answer the fucking question.
Yeah, she didn't
you
ask you
showed.
When was the last time you ate ice cream.
I'm
she asked you if it was
context.
Good.
Well, it's probably been 3 years.
Yeah. All right, great. Yeah.
You know what? That was a fair response. It's like this is probably good, but I haven't eaten ice cream in 3 years. Maybe ask somebody that it's eaten.
Fucking right. Cocksucker. Maybe we'll stop by tomorrow. You can tell everybody that walk in the door. The ice cream really fucked up my stomach.
You want me to do that?
Do I want you to? I bet you that place doesn't want you to.
Probably not. I mean, it tasted great.
You walk in, the sign says pick. You can pick any two cookies. Then you pick your ice cream at your top. Tony's like, I can pick any two cookies. And the girl's like, yeah. He's like, what's this? She's like, you want to try it? He's like, oh, I got a free sample.
Yeah, I got a free sample. It was delightful.
Then, like, they all...
The cookies were so soft.
They were great. So good. And then everybody ordered, like, three in a row. They all ordered the same fucking ice cream.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, like, it was Tropical went first. You get the blackberry crumble.
Yep.
Jersey Cow Jesse, blackberry crumble. And, like, after Jersey Cow Jesse, I went, oh, fuck. Look at Double T. I'm like, I don't know if I can pull the trigger on this. It's going to look weird now. I go, yeah, I'm going to get a blackberry crumble. And she was like, oh, all three of you guys got the same thing? And I was like, yeah, we
how
did.
Cute.
I really didn't. I was really hoping that you wouldn't point that out.
Did she give you a little woo-woo or something like that?
No, she completely fucking skipped over him and made my order.
Yeah, I know she didn't.
She couldn't see him from behind the counter.
He was up on his tippy toes. She just saw his baseball hat.
She's like, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot your son's ice cream. I'm like, it's fine. Jersey Cat Jesse also points out, don't forget, you also got a free sample of the bear batter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Bear batter was delicious.
What was the bear batter?
Cum.
Right down the fucking middle.
Just lobbing it.
Is that what the bear did?
Yeah.
Oh, grr.
We got the ginger bear.
Ah, yes. The old ginger bear.
Yep.
Matt's a wizard truck driving, by the way.
Okay, it's a fucking, first of all, jerk off. It's a video game, and you with your fucking slap happy buttons. Oh, WrestleFest, we go. We're trying to like figure out what to do. He just runs up and fucking smashes all the buttons. Then he wonders why we can't play the Royal Rumble.
No, all the joysticks were broken except for player three. It was the only one I could set it up on. And this fucker was playing ping pong, driving a truck, oversteering to the right, crashing into the wall on the right, oversteering to the left, crashing into the wall on the left. It's like a 3-year-old figuring out Rad Racer on fucking Nintendo.
I was really waiting for Tony to start blowing one of the joysticks when he was like mashing.
Oh my
all
god!
The on WrestleFest, like,
you gotta mash them buttons to kick out. Bro.
No, no!
The fucker has two drinks. He's just lit. He's ready to rock and roll.
Two drinks as fucking makes a gay joke.
I didn't make it.
Complimented him.
Yes.
I don't think it's a compliment.
Wrong. Be fair. He made the gay joke at HK.
Yeah, it was at HK. Wasn't
right,
it
but
him?
The Rory was.
Because he's gay? Who cares?
He might care.
When you're making Ginzo jokes in front of everybody in public, you don't think some Italian guy's walking down the street going to fungal to this guy? No, that you don't worry about.
That'd be cool if he said a fungal to me. That'd be pretty fucking funny. I don't know. We're the only people in the fucking rest.
Nah, there was a guy there.
They came after us, though.
Oh, yeah?
All We want to go to a place with a bar. I'm trying to see if this fucking rooster's been at
the bar. He showed me the picture. It was a bar. He's like, Tony, look at this picture. First picture for the place. The
first picture
it
was you pull bar. Up. It's a fucking bar.
I know, but I understand. And it's the same picture I looked at. But I wanted to see a menu that had cocktails. But once we step foot in the fucking door, look, they have a bar. And he's like, no, we're BYO. And Hanson Kevin's like, what does that mean?
Well, you're BO.
BYOBO.
NGO. Assholes. Complete fucking assholes.
Well, we don't have that where I'm from.
No, I understand.
Right, we have food shelves.
Right. Yeah. You don't have bring your own.
No.
Nowhere in the whole state of Minnesota.
Absolutely not. They'll boot your ass out if you bring shit in.
Okay. Well,
some restaurants don't, they just either, they don't have liquor licenses or the towns are dry. Like there's all kinds of shit.
That's strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then it's like, oh, I'll go to a liquor store. What do we want? And then Tansy comes like white rum. And Rory's like, nope, can't do liquor, beer, wine, anything in a can.
He can only lick him, not her.
Funny that Rory's suggesting anything in a can.
That's oh, he's Rory alone.
Write that down.
Listen, it is what it is, man.
You think he's working tonight?
I don't know.
The crusty chicken or whatever the fuck it was
the
called.
The rooster really, spin.
We should invite Rory to go over to Adams for water service next time.
Now, if it was meat spin, Brundo.
We're not go. We can't take any. We can't go anywhere that serves meat. He doesn't eat it.
I eat meat.
That's how.
You're welcome.
I'll isolate that one. I eat meat. Can't buy clothes on a Sunday, Judge Crandall says.
What, yeah, we can't here in Bergen County either.
Can't buy clothes on a Sunday?
No, this county you
in
can't.
In Bergen County, no.
I know the blue law, but I didn't know that all that shit's closed on a Sunday.
So my Walmart, they rope everything
off. Yeah, BJ's the same shit. They rope everything
off. So what do you get at Walmart? Fucking groceries and action figures?
And fucking like refrigerators and shit
toiletries,
like that?
Toiletries.
Yeah. You can't buy clothes?
Nope.
Nope.
So if I shit my pants in Bergen County,
we need a porta john.
I gotta throw up my underwear. And
yeah,
drive.
But where you are right now, you're like 3 blocks from Hudson County and 5 blocks from Essex County, so it doesn't really.
Okay,
make
but
much
what if I
difference.
Don't know? What if I'm from out of town?
Well, that's you're your fucked. Problem,
right? Yeah. What if these two guys they come?
You have a fucking computer. You can't Google Bergen County and figure out where you're at.
I don't know what Bergen County is.
That's the county you're in right now.
Oh, okay,
congratulations.
Right, but like these guys walk into a Walmart on a Sunday and they don't like. And they're like, oh, I just need to pick up some toiletries and some new socks for our next excursion. And they can't buy them because it's all roped off. And then good luck finding someone at fucking Walmart to explain that to you.
It's funny. I was at a Walmart this morning and there was a guy asking for beer to one of the employees. And the guy just, habla español? I finally just walked by. I was like, no beer in this one, pal.
No cerveza, señor. Kevin would have told him that.
I would have.
Yeah, it's weird too. Like even on Sundays, like you can't buy alcohol before noon. So like if you're like going somewhere and you want to pick up a six for when you get there, can't do it.
In the state or just in the county?
Well, at least Bergen County, I know for sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm usually not buying alcohol outside of my county at like 9 a.m. on a Sunday.
I know a guy we can ask.
Where'd you stop to get ice on the way to Double T's?
Oh, I stopped in Morristown.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the places right by the Quick Check, like a block from the Quick Check.
The liquor store?
Yeah. It's the one.
That's where we went.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, some kid was getting his ass chewed on.
Yeah. Over like $6.
$6?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just crack him $6? Tell him to shut the fuck up.
Well, it was his boss like trying to, I guess, balance out the receipts. And it was like $5.97. Yeah, so he gave me $6. It was $5.97 and just losing his mind over this. And the kid just looked at me like, that'll be this much, sir. And just let me ring out. And I left.
Golly.
You okay?
Am I okay?
Yeah.
It's been a long weekend, but I'm good.
No, I feel like you're losing it a little bit today.
What are you losing? What?
Like, I don't know, like you're like kind of feeling defeated a little bit, I think.
defeated about what?
I don't know. You seem out of it of sorts.
I am out of it.
Things are all
fucking weird. I'm not angry.
And, yeah, a little bit. A little bit. It's okay. You're amongst friends, dude.
What am I angry about?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. That's what I'm wondering.
No,
what do you have to be angry about? This weekend was a rousing success.
It was huge. It was a home run. These guys helped me put everything away. They have nothing to do tomorrow when I drop them off at the airport. Go home, take my balls out.
Take a shit with the door open.
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
Was he shitting with the door open while you guys were around?
I didn't go up there. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, see, people just don't walk upstairs in other people's houses.
Did you go to mommy's playroom?
No.
That changed the lock.
But also, also though, Tony, better question. Did you ask to see mommy's playroom?
No. Well, when you started saying mommy fucks, I was like, yeah, you know
what? It was fucking first, like the first.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
Like the first 10 minutes we were there. Like, mommy doesn't have virgin ear. She's like, oh, I've heard some things and done some things. And he's like, yeah, mommy fucks.
You got to set the tone.
Like, fuck. Like fucking Fabulous Freebird style, the way he said it. Fucks.
She's got three daughters. Of course she fucks.
Well, three times.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. At least.
You could have daughters without fucking. Adoption.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Brundo.
See, you've been talking to Molly.
Nope.
It's a life-changing experience, my friend.
I'll change your life.
Yeah. It'll start with the.
You need to have a kid because in 13 years I want to talk shit to him playing fucking bags.
In 13 years,
you can just come over tomorrow and I'll give you the sheets he slept on. I'm sure they got fucking cum all over.
Oh, Jesus,
I don't think they do. Oh, yeah. Well, I got a big target.
Jake's dog. What are you gonna say, Tony?
I don't know. There's a fucking pointed hat sheets joke in there somewhere. That
Brundo, you know.
No, I'll pass.
Brundo clearly didn't give Matt the sheets for you guys. There would have been holes cut out of them, and not the Jewish kind, the other kind.
Attaboy. Speaking of cum all over the place, Naomi pregnant, huh?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That was a great fucking segue.
It wasn't all over the place. It was in a place.
Yeah. I mean, it could have.
What?
It could have been elsewhere, too.
Yeet, yeet, skeet, skeet.
He could have, you know, look, the pullout method doesn't work all the time.
Jesus.
Big Jim's got a hammer. His ropes are strong.
Fucking Dr. Roof over here.
Dr. Poop.
Poofy.
Yeah, Dr. Poofy.
Dr. Poop. Dr. Poop.
So we got to vacate the women's champion, and they're not angry. They're not even going to have a match.
We got to vacate the women's champion.
Yeah, fuck you ass.
She's keeping the fucking thing, you turd. That might fucking win tonight, Brundo. I think that's a fucking winner.
I'm almost full of rage already. There's going to be a lot of contention today.
It is fun to watch the Brundo process live. Right, but look, Big Jim, he hit her in the shitter, or should have.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What?
Your euphemisms make no sense.
Hit her in the shitter works.
He should have hit her
all over the place, hitting her in the shitter. That's not how it works. Yeah.
Well, he should. Well, if he hit her in the shitter.
You know, Rihanna and I have been trying for fucking 10 years now. I can't figure it out. She's not helping.
What do you mean? Big Jim came all over the place.
One made it.
He arrived.
Yeah, he arrived. Look at Naomi. You think he can just keep it like it goes all in there? Probably not. He probably fucking like a fire hose all over her.
Yeah, but mine looks like a fucking mayonnaise squeeze bottle.
You really got to compare yourself to Big Jim? Come on.
Big Jim. He's Jimmy Uso. All of a sudden, he's Big Jim.
Well, she's fucking putting the eggplant emoji all over her social media, so.
She does really get after that.
Yeah. And can you blame him? She's got a dumper. Big Jim likes that shit.
Does he like that shit?
Yeah. He likes that shit box. He gets all.
It's a shit locker.
He gets all up in that fucking, you know, up in them guts.
They said, like, before, I forget where it was. It might have been something, a clip that I saw on, like, Divas or something, one of those fucking shows, where they, like, they've been wanting to have a kid for a long time, but they figured that it was Naomi couldn't or Big Jim couldn't. One of the two couldn't.
Right. She couldn't. She had some kind of surgery that took one of her ovaries out. So
okay.
Even if they were going to, it's going to be really hard.
Yeah.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So. So, I mean, you know, good for them.
Yes, great. I love it. Good
folks,
for them.
One ovary means you still have one in the plus column. So,
I mean, it's never ovary.
All right. That was well played. Yeah. That one I like.
Also, Jersey Cow Jesse at Savern 73 the other night pointed out we really missed Guac Lesnar.
Oh, my God. That would have been all yours.
Yeah,
dude.
Yep. Right?
100%.
That's a letdown for us. But yeah, so Naomi's going to be stripped of her championship.
She wasn't stripped. She said, I ain't giving you shit to Adam Pearce.
Well, you know, now she has two choices. She could.
No, she gave it up.
Okay.
She told all those heifers in the back, 9 months, beware.
No, she said, you better proceed with caution. I love that fucking line.
I hate that line.
I love it.
It's horseshit.
I love the outfit with all the caution tape all
fucking
over
Owen Hart.
It.
Yeah.
No, it's great, dude. It's great. She found like a niche, and the crowd's into it.
But how do we just now? They're not having a match at Clash of the Champions now, or Clash in Paris.
I thought they were doing the three. But
it's no? Becky against Nikki Bella for the IC title.
Good.
So no women's championship.
No women's championship.
Are they putting it on the food show for 9 months?
I don't know what they're doing with it.
So Vicor is pretty much shit out of luck.
No, they probably do it at that WrestlePalooza. They're going to go big for that since it's the first show on ESPN.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what are they saying? Brock Cena's going to be the match
probably,
there too?
Yeah.
They said Cena was going to face the guy he hasn't faced in 10 years.
Yeah.
That's that? Brock.
It's been 10 years since they fought.
2015, right?
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
They fought in 2015?
Yeah, didn't. Isn't that when Brock came back?
And just fucking destroyed him after Mania, right?
Well, I think they were in some kind of like Money in the Bank match at one point together too, or some like four-way, like Brock Cena, this, that.
I'll find it.
You okay over there?
You can put it over here if you want.
You can put it in there.
I don't like this.
I told you we could have changed it.
I don't like this.
I don't want the microphone like in my face because the people tune in to see me.
Maybe I'll people will tune back in to see something big and black in your face every week.
Jesus fuck.
I mean, it's par for the course. Now I can't hear myself.
We hear you.
Okay. Good. See, Brock Lesnar, cage match.
Brundo's hoods are still at the cleaners, by the way, HK.
I figured as much.
Ba-da-da, other matches.
I told you, I tried to double team.
The last time they wrestled each other was a three-way dance, January 25th, 2015. At
Royal Rumble,
yes.
Who they wrestle? Who's in the? Who's the other?
It was Brock, Cena, and Seth.
Yeah, Matthew Burch just at the right moment. What that was a great fucking match too. I remember.
Somebody else who's in the chat, Matt, my favorite.
Oh,
Shining Wizard.
Fucking Devlin, what's up there, football master? That kid's the fucking future of futsal, people. Tune in.
And Julio coming in with loving that mic in the face.
See?
All right. Well, I don't know what to tell you guys. I don't like it. I'm not used to this.
I don't like it. Stinks. You're out of your element.
Yeah. So we had picks this weekend.
Yes.
We had Forbidden Door and NXT Heat. If I know one of us watched Forbidden Door, Brundo managed to find 8 hours.
Why do you think I took today off?
How was it, Brundo?
It was really, really good. From top to bottom, there wasn't a stinker. I will admit there were some things in certain matches I did not like. I don't give a shit what
you
say.
Also, like, he didn't watch it, so I can't
wrestling for you.
This was like every fuck, like AEW every week, like that was really good.
I enjoy wrestling.
Can I interrupt you, Brundo?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me just give HK scenario.
Yeah.
What you're probably your top star needs to go have what? Surgery? Do you A, have that person get injured during the match in which he's involved in, or B, have his team win the match, have him left alone in the ring, and the entire other team kick the shit out of him while his teammates are gone?
Yeah,
and then he goes away for surgery.
Yeah, I think B is probably the right.
Listen,
I thought it was really good. I enjoyed it.
It's funny,
like you're probably like, actually,
and there was no fucking way Will Ospreay was the worst, worst medical person in that match because Tanahashi moves like he's 100. He is looking fucking bad.
I didn't book him in this match.
I'm not yelling at you.
I love the guy, but I know he's fucking decrepit at this point.
I'll yell at him. I got your back, Bruno. These two miserable shits. He didn't even watch it. Yeah. He watched fucking three clips on fucking Deathmatch Facebook group.
Yeah, Facebook.
Yeah.
Here's what we could talk about. Quentin Rampage Jackson, shitty fucking kid.
Woof.
What the fuck?
Woof indeed. Yep.
And nobody came out to fucking break this thing up.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is he a worker? Looked like he was there as a fan.
There's a little bit of backstory on that. Like
someone threw a beer can at him or something.
There was a thing earlier, yeah. And it was supposed to be it was supposed to be a work, from what I understand.
Yeah.
And clearly, not so much, because he was there as part of, you know, this Brenna Fly. Like he was there as part of a. Part of a deal. They're gonna work a gimmick with it. And then he fucking lost his mind.
Yeah. So he apparently the guy who was he was supposed to attack got knocked out by a big somebody gave him a slam, knocked him completely out, and he comes in to do the attack and he fucking starts wailing on him like crazy. And nobody stops it. And then finally, after probably 25 punches, pulling him off the guy, and then somebody comes over and pins his fucking unconscious body.
Ugh, yeah, 22 punches to an unconscious body.
That guy should be in fucking jail.
Yes, hey, big surprise. All of a sudden, all their ID stuff is off of Knox County Wrestling or whatever the fuck it is.
You can't look. This is like that's it. He fucked up he should never be allowed in a wrestling ring again.
100%. Yeah.
That's people like that need to be gone from professional wrestling.
Yep.
You can't let people like that in the business.
Is he even a wrestler?
I don't know.
Shit?
I don't know. Didn't even know he was involved in wrestling.
Yeah. I think Rampage was on TNA once, maybe.
Yeah, they did something stupid with him on Rampage. Yeah, on
maybe
TNA.
He was a guest ref or some shit.
Because there was the crossover with Bellator in TNA, right? When Bellator was on Spike.
Right.
But we can all agree that's shitty.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It's off a junior level.
I like that. I like that. But we aren't sure if the Alpha Junior thing was real or shoot.
We had Crowbar on. We know.
He didn't say it was either or.
Got to read between the lines, my man.
What did you read?
I've read that it was a work.
All right, then. The Alpha Junior thing, not this Rampage shit.
This Rampage shit. Fucked.
But Brundo, I got your back, bro. Don't let these guys be fucking shitting all over you because you enjoyed a wrestling show.
Yeah, absolutely. So
the guy who goes
it.
To bed to watching 1998 WCW?
No, we went to bed watching 1996 WCW. This fucking guy.
We woke up and it was 1998.
I'm glad you enjoyed the show. I saw that Wardlow came back.
Who?
Wardlow?
Yeah, Wardlow surprisingly came back. No, it wasn't who. I didn't hear him. Jerk off.
Yeah, don't be a jerk off.
Yeah. Don Callis' family is the NWO now. It's all right. Half the fucking roster.
Sounds great.
At this point. But I think Takeshka might be moving out of there.
No.
And the faces suddenly forgot they can climb the cage to save Will. Thanks, clown.
They were trying to climb the cage, and Yuta and all the other guys had the fucking kendo sticks knocking them off the cage. Every time that they would grab the cage, hit the cage.
Knocking him off wrestles for WWE, doesn't he?
Yeah, of course he does.
So it made sense. Fucking Ibushi tried to run into the door at full speed and absolutely almost knocked himself out.
Oh, he's an idiot. Yeah.
That was your guy, though.
I know, but he's an idiot. Yeah, how was awesome. He able to walk too? Like, because he broke all of his legs, right?
He was fine. Yeah, Ibushi's been fine since he came back.
Who broke all of his legs?
Ibushi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember he did the flip or some shit? He broke every bone in both of his legs?
The Noah match against Marufuji.
Yeah.
The what was I gonna say? There was one spot in there though that when John Moxley took a fork to Darby's ear. Fuck. That was I've gone to deathmatch shows and that was too much.
You know what,
HK?
I see you shaking your head, but you don't understand the context of the story.
Oh, gosh.
So he had a fork.
Yeah.
And he was trying to stab him in the ears.
Okay.
Because if there's one thing John Moxley wants to do is make Darby Allin deaf.
Okay.
Because Darby Allin, he doesn't want Darby Allin to hear anybody anymore.
Okay.
Or he could just be trying to make him bleed, which he did.
Yeah.
So that was the story.
So stick him in the ear.
Golly, it sounds amazing.
Douche.
This makes me so mad. Now we're in person. I don't like this. I don't like this, Brendo. I'm not gonna get down on Brendo for life. You didn't watch the fucking show.
No, I did not.
So how are you gonna shit all over him liking
it? I'm not gonna shit all over him.
You are shitting all over him liking it.
Get away from the main event. Tony Storm, Athena, great fucking match.
Yeah, because they got two big
hands. Three-way.
Oh, see this fucking pervert. Yeah, don't talk about kids, but let's talk about heinies.
Yeah, I'm talking about female heinies on grown women.
Yeah, slabs.
Yeah, really, seriously.
Slabs, birds.
Yeah.
Battle axes.
Battle axe CM.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah.
What's the CM?
Cook Battle Axiom. They crack should all be meat. Fucking, they should be a tag team. Battle Axiom.
Speaking of slabs, Jamie Hayter's back again, too. She said that was always good to see her back in the
ring. Yeah, I like Jamie Hayter.
I'm kind of indifferent on her now. She stopped wearing the things to make her butt look big. And I don't like her haircut. She looks like Daphne Scooby-Doo.
I'm not a fan of the haircut. But yeah, overall.
Matthew Birch says the booking of MJF Hangman was one of the most ridiculous thing. Now that covers a lot of ground, Matthew Birch, but I want to hear what Brundo has to say about that booking.
All right. So overall, great match. In the beginning or towards the end, there was one point where MJF cheated. It pins him. Bryce goes down 1-2 and like collapses because he got hit right before that. And it looked like they counted three, but Hangman's leg was on the rope. And then it just went like that. You think MJF won, but nobody's ringing a bell. And then it was just way too convoluted.
The referee was selling something.
Yeah,
but more than fucking 90% of the wrestlers on the roster.
Look,
it was way too convoluted in AEW.
It's not the first time, though. Like,
no.
It was.
One of the biggest things that bothered me, that fucking bit when Bandito beat Jericho for the title. When Jericho cheated, and then his like mother and sister were ringside. Like, and
whose mother?
Bandito's.
Oh.
And they called the referee over, and then the referee like started the match over again.
Yeah. Like
in all the wrestling history, you don't think the fans have ever yelled so much at the referee to start the match. It just was so fucking stupid. So, Marking Out says, Bryce doing a full turn mid-count to avoid seeing the leg, even though he definitely already saw the leg.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
I got to understand this. Darby got pitchforked because Moxley noticed he was wearing an earring.
So, he's digging out the earring.
What the fuck sense does that make?
I
see you have an earring. Let me go get my fork. What? You
know, I've watched some old John Moxley stuff. Dean Ambrose from WWE.
No.
I miss Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
Dean Ambrose was an amazing character. The stories he was involved in, they were fucking they were great.
Mm-hmm.
Even the fucking dumb shit with the hot dog cart with the mustard and ketchup. Like, even that had some redeeming qualities.
What redeeming qualities?
Because he was a crazy fucking motherfucker. That's why. Yeah.
Okay, so he's crazy now. He's trying to dig out his ear.
No, he's not crazy. He's just a fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
What's the difference between crazy and a lunatic, Tony?
Because he was lovable and it made sense in storylines. And this time he just wants to fucking maim somebody to maim somebody? Nah.
Well, if you have an earring.
You know what?
Don't wear earrings around. One of the reasons he lost the title. Of course he wants to maim him.
Abdul the Butcher didn't make a career out of wanting to maim people.
Abdul the Butcher isn't on AEW television.
He would have been.
You know what? He's probably right.
The fucking original Sheik. Original Sheik was best buddies with old Vince Sr. making shots at the garden. And all he wanted to do was maim people. But we love and revere the original Sheik.
Yeah, Dean Ambrose did become bland, but I think Dean Ambrose was already fucking punching out at that point too.
Yeah,
the I don't think he was fucking standing up for himself anymore. I think he was just like, "Fuck this, I'm done."
I think the Brock match was when he just was like, "All right, fuck this." He thought it was going to be this big fucking moment. And then
yeah, but
was...
he started shit with Steve Austin on Steve Austin's podcast. People forget about this.
Yeah.
Like, Austin's trying to interview him seriously, and he's just being a dick to Austin. And like, Austin comes out, he goes, "Ah, you know, I feel kind of bad. I should have done better." Nah, dude, he was a dick. It is what it is. Yep. Even Marking Out says that podcast was brutal. Of course it was. Of course it was.
I didn't hear it.
I don't recall. I know he tried to start something with Foley, right? When he was in NXT, they tried to do something.
Yeah, but then Foley wasn't cleared or some shit. And it became
Foley
a problem.
Wasn't going to be able to do it.
You know, I've seen Foley lately, and as much as I like Mick Foley, he fucking fell off the wagon again, dude. My God. He looked good. He was doing a DDP. His pants were falling off in the videos and shit.
He realized he couldn't do that one more death match, so who gives a shit? Get fat again.
Couple more pumpkin pies.
What's wrong with a pumpkin pie?
Nothing, but you got to stop after three of them.
I guess. I went down the Rodeo Cheeseburger rabbit hole the other day.
Oh, God, again?
Yeah, it wasn't as bad. It was not even as close to as bad as
the Were you trying to impress girls like fucking Handsome Kevin was?
Wait, what the fuck does this mean?
What?
Hold on. I'm fucking confused. So Scott George says, Hangman once upon a time went after Swerve in one of their matches because he was wearing an earring. Well, how does that go together?
With continuity! With
Mox
get it.
Attacking Darby because he's got an earring. There's no fucking
connection. Then again, Triple H attacked Batista because he had a...
Long-term storytelling that AEW does.
Yeah, with two guys that they're not even connected, but that's probably what it was.
A bunch of
one time way back when, this guy did it to this guy, so now Mox is going to do it to this guy. Why? Earrings.
You know what? In the tag team match, there was long-term storytelling because Hurt Syndicate got fucked out of the titles by Gates of Agony and Ricochet many moons ago. MVP told Ricochet to go fuck himself, took back his card, comes back and bite him on the ass.
Ooh, and long-term story, and Bro Dildo won.
Yep.
Bro Dildo.
You were the only one who took Bro Dildo. I didn't realize it was a three-way dance. I didn't know FDR was in it.
Didn't watch Dynamite, huh?
No, this is probably the only week of the year where I didn't watch any wrestling. I was barely on our social media. Like, I was just all in on the barbecue.
That's
like
fair.
The only reason I know what happened at Forbidden Door was because I had to update the pics before we left the house to come here. Right? People, you're going to listen. Oh, you do a podcast. We're 760 episodes in. Like,
507.
Once a year, I get to do this barbecue. Once a year, I get to see these beautiful faces at my house, and I get to hang out with them and not have to do wrestling stuff. It's a break for me, right? Someone's like, you're not going to watch Forbidden Door. No, I miss a lot of other things to watch wrestling or catch up on wrestling. This is the one time I will not miss out on an opportunity to spend time with my friends because it's a great group of people. I had a friend. She showed up. She's like, hey, I'm going to come. But the guy I was supposed to come with, he bailed.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, I'm not going to know anybody here. And I'm like, you'll be fine. Just show up, hang out. These guys like wrestling. These guys like wrestling. Everything will be fine. Didn't help that HK called her a bird.
Oh, no. It was her?
It was, it was Meredith.
Yeah.
Wait, who are we talking? Who's Meredith?
You weren't there for Meredith.
You weren't there for her and her bird.
She brought a bird?
No. No.
But HK called her a bird.
Yeah.
While we were playing bags, he said, this bird over here.
That's not a bad thing.
I didn't think it was bad either.
A bird is it's a term of endearment.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not nice.
She was a flaming bird.
No, that's Britishisms, bro.
What?
The Brits call like attractive women birds.
Britishism?
A Britishism.
Yeah.
All right.
Britishism.
I like that you wrote that down, but that's nowhere near going to be fucking titled the episode.
Be fun to listen to later. But,
of course.
And he's over here now. He's pooping all over Forbidden Door. He went 11-2. He had the best record.
Just yeah, because I haven't watched the fucking show in weeks.
Just because he hates the product doesn't mean he doesn't understand.
I was hoping you watched Dynamite this week.
No.
The opening segment would have fucking made your heart explode.
What was it?
It was Ospreay out there talking, and then the Death Riders come out and attack him, and then Darby Allin saves him. And
was Darby wearing earrings when he came out?
What?
Was Darby wearing earrings when he came out?
Yes, he was. Oh, but then he didn't come out. He was hidden in a body bag or something. But yeah, Tanahashi came out running to the ring. He looked like fucking Santino walking down to the ring. The ops come out, the war dogs. It was literally half the locker room. I was thinking of you the whole time, like, please be watching this. This would have driven you nuts.
Oh, and you didn't watch this week.
But what the fuck is this? Don't wear jewelry in the ring. That's the story they're telling. This will be a short story. What the fuck is that? So,
marking out, I did the quotes off the for running off the screen. It certainly was not running. He did in his match, Tanahashi, he did his jump over the rope.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, for the high fly flow. He almost didn't even make it. It was so... This guy, I don't know if he has 4 months left.
How long of a show was it?
Still going on.
No, because I felt like we were... The sun had yet to set in Morristown, New Jersey, and HK was boasting about his wonderful record, and we were at the main event.
I think it was about a 4-hour show or so.
That is impressive.
I didn't watch the pre-show, so maybe that added to it.
But the last
two matches were over 30 minutes each, so that added to it. But everything else was, I don't think anything else even went 20.
I also, there was an NXT pay-per-view.
Yep.
Woof.
Yikes.
So it sounds like, I don't know. I don't watch NXT.
I try and watch some of it every week, and I usually don't get too far.
I know Dana Brooke is now the TNA Knockouts champion.
Oh, she's Ash?
Ash, yep. Yes. Yeah.
I gotta start watching WoW again.
Do you, though?
Yeah, no, I really do.
It's pretty shitty.
Yeah, but it's entertaining. It doesn't try to hide what it is. It really doesn't.
Yeah. I mean... I'm going to start something here. To be fair, AEW doesn't try and hide what it is.
It's for the sickos.
It's for the sickos.
Yeah, AEW is just not endearing at all. Like, there's no.
You didn't say anything about endearing. You said they don't try to hide what they are.
Yeah, and it's enjoyable for what it is.
Remix.
You know what? I meant to mention this too. They had the commentator from New Japan on, Walker Stewart.
Oh, he's great.
He was fantastic all night. He was so much. They had a night when it was. They had a match where he replaced Tony Schiavone. So good.
These mother
17 commentators on the fucking roster, and they got to bring in the guy from Japan.
Well, oh god, they could bring in the Japan commentator for Forbidden Door with Japan.
Look at Tanahashi. He can't fucking walk. Well, that's the best. See you later. Why don't they just put somebody's fucking future opponent on commentary for every match like they do on fucking Dynamite?
Oh, they do it on fucking WWE 2. Stop.
Don Callis has just been on commentary all night. He's a fucking
probably was.
He was on at least one.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
We can watch it later.
Oh, the Fletcher match he was on for.
I got a gimmick.
No, I don't need to watch it later.
Right. I don't need to see your gimmick either.
So. I'd rather go back to watching fucking COVID WrestleMania again.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
No, come
on. I'm up to the triple threat ladder match for the tag team titles. It's like Jimmy Uso, Kofi Kingston, and John Morrison.
That's right. They did. That's right. I forgot.
One of the other assholes got COVID, so they made it a fucking three-way singles match.
Jeez Louise. That's rough.
It's so weird watching fucking Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross win the tag belts from the Kabuki Warriors. Your pirate girl was on the show.
Is she still there?
Yeah, yep. She's there.
Yeah. Kabuki Warriors are back. Okay. They brought her back when Nia Jax came back so she could finish her off.
Oh, yeah. Are we?
No. We're not.
Okay.
Fuck it. Let's just keep rolling. If you got to piss, go piss.
I don't have to piss.
I might, if someone gets up though,
I'd like another water.
I got you, Nutsack.
All right, thanks, buddy. You're the best.
Can we go over like burger. The stats? Like how
oh,
we
yeah,
all
yeah. I got yeah. I updated everything.
If he'll just go over there and fart.
He's been fucking breaking wind the whole fucking night.
Has he really?
He's gonna be creeping up those stairs he's hiding under, making my family nauseous.
Take this down.
Take it down.
Do this. Boom.
By the way, every single highlight that I saw of NXT was fucking Booker T going, yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
And
yeah,
this is
baby.
Why I don't make it through NXT. It's fucking Booker T every week. Awful.
All right.
Oh, look at that handsome guy with the fucking Maccabi championship.
Oh. Best picture I've ever taken in my life.
Now, HK, you did make up ground.
Hell yeah, it is.
For Forbidden Door, Brundo and Tony went 10-3. I went 9-4. HK went 11-2. Brundo was the only one to take the Gates of Agony and Ricochet. Handsome Kevin was the only one that took Brodildo. He's also the only one who took the Death Riders and the Young Bucks.
Whoops.
I really shit the bed. I took Alex Windsor, Hurt Syndicate, and Swerve Strickland, Jet Speed, and Oku. I thought because they were in the UK, Oku would get a win, but joke's on me. Brundo sillily took the Crew and the Don Callis family. And Tony and Brundo took the Harley Cameron team. Me and HK took the Triangle of Madness.
Whoops.
In NXT, Tony and Brundo each went 4-2, so they stayed neck and neck. I went 3-3. And HK went 2-4.
Woof.
Tony and Brundo each had Lola Vice, Dark State, Blake Monroe. Brundo, you took Javon Evans to beat.
He is pushed like crazy. I thought they would finally pull the trigger on him. I didn't think there was really anybody left for Oba. And out comes Ricky Starks.
Ah, all right. HK, you shit the bed 2-4. You took Kalani Jordan, as did I. You took Hank and Tank, as did I. None of us got the TNA championship match right. Then you took Jordan Grace. Well, Tony, you took Tavion Heights and Tyra May Steele.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't know.
I went back and forth on that one just because Tyra May Steele. You know, it's kind of like her introduction. I thought that, and Chelsea Green's in it. She loses all the time. That could have been a time to lose.
Wait, her name's Tyra May Steele?
Tyra May Steele, yeah.
That's her NXT name. She has a different name where she won an Olympic gold medal, but God forbid they use that.
It's old HBK. So, Tony stays in first place, 118-42. Brundo, 116-44. I'm dragging up the ass at 110.50. And right on that ass.
Oh, yeah.
HK, 109.51.
I really thought I was gonna pass you. I thought it was no longer going to be the caboose.
That Forbidden Door was strong, but that NXT was rough. So we got Clash in Paris this Saturday. So we'll be picking that. What's it? No shit. Thanks. Was it John Cena, Logan Paul?
I could probably.
Is it Becky and Nikki? It is LA Knight, CM Punk, Seth Rollins, and Jay.
Also,
Jay?
Yeaton. Not Skeet Yeaton.
Four way, right?
I don't know what else anymore.
Nova Corps. I'm not used to. I should have brought my second laptop.
Why?
I used to have one. I usually have Brundo's notes right in front of me.
That's okay. My notes didn't include the Clash in the Paris this week.
Oh no, not even a preview.
I forgot.
Yeah, all right. Disappointed you forgot that.
Sorry, Tony. I'll do better next week.
Roman Bronson Reed.
Roman.
That's right.
Reed.
And a good old fashioned Donnybrook between Sheamus and Rusev.
They're calling it a Donny, a good old. They're calling it that.
Yeah,
yeah.
They should bring back. They should bring back Aiden English to do his announcing again.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Rusev Day. He is on TNA. You know, they have the
Rusev Day.
Is he a commentator?
Yeah, he's commentator.
Yeah, so that's Clash in Paris this Saturday at what, 2 o'clock?
Yeah, Scott George says 2 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. Sunday. It's on Sunday. No, it's Everybody's Saturday. Saying Sunday. Oh. Mark and out and Scott George both say Sunday.
It's Sunday?
I don't know. No. You tell me. I have no fucking clue.
That's a bummer. I thought it was Saturday.
Why, you working Sunday?
Yeah, all day Sunday.
Sucks. It's on the cock. Yeah, you can watch Sunday. It anytime you want.
I know.
Then you can fast forward to the 8 hours of commercials.
And the intros. I don't need to see the intros. I'm not a big intro guy.
Clash of Paris.
Gets the people going.
Yeah, man. 31st.
That's Sunday. Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
I'll tell you
another story.
Oh, you wanted me to tell a story?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, story time with Matt.
God, what kind? I don't know if I have a good story.
This one time I dipped my face in water.
For a second.
Yeah.
For you learned what a Judas chalice was?
Oh, do you know what a Judas chalice is?
Cradle.
Cradle.
Judas Whatever.
Cradle,
Judas
yeah.
Cradle?
A Judas cradle.
I don't know, but Jesse's getting one.
Oh, is this a dick piercing of some kind?
No. Marking out at the barbecue. The menu consisted of burgers, dogs, barbecue chicken. We got a 3-foot sub, Italian sub, maybe two of them accidentally. Totally had to pay for one, but we got two. Potato salad, pasta salad, watermelon, variety of dips, biggest tray of veggies you've ever seen in your life. Tuna, not like tuna fish, like an actual like
tuna steak, basically.
Tuna steak, yep. Yeah,
with the roast beef
fish
curtains.
Cakes.
Fish cakes, no roast beef curtains, you jerk off. help yourself to bags of chips, Pringles, Cheez-Its, Doritos, Ruffles, Oreo cookies, chocolate chip cookies, cheesecake dip, donuts.
Hey, there's one more slider. Who wants them?
You do.
Nobody?
No, it's all you there, big good, guy.
Make sure it puts you over the edge.
There's a fake meat one, too, if you want.
Woo-hoo! So there's a big, yeah, no, sorry, SJ, no pudding or Jell-O.
Yeah, that was kind of a miss.
That looks like.
Bro, you're, tell my wife tonight she missed on the pudding and Jell-O.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
All right, Dad. Oh, and someone brought a fucking tomahawk steak and a ribeye, right? I think it was a ribeye.
It's a massive ribeye.
Yeah, it was delightful. It was out of control. Way too much food. Way too much food.
Do you still have veggies from the veggie plate left over?
So many.
There are veggies, yes. I saw you drop that, Tony.
Still in the box. Hey, anybody want mud water?
Anyone for mud water?
No.
No, I got my regular water.
Oh, no. I got to try mud water.
It's fucking iced tea.
It's Thank refreshing. You, Tony. I appreciate that.
Fascinated.
What's fascinating? You don't want to try mud water? We see this motherfucker drink it every week.
It's iced tea, dude.
I got to try the mud water.
All right. Is it store-bought mud water or is it homemade mud water?
It'll be homemade after he eats that last burger.
Mud. That's mud water without the water. Actually, no, not so much. Maybe it is mud water.
You know, I'm going to reach it. And you know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do? You gonna have a donut?
No, I know the marking out guys. They are they're kind of local.
Yeah,
yeah. Maybe I'll invite them to the barbecue next year.
The more the better.
Exactly. Not everybody. Let's just pump the brakes on that, buddy.
All right.
There's like the list is very short of people I will never allow in my house.
He was never there.
Right. He was never there. Someone may need AA.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote those on a block. To say,
Al's a hell of an artist.
Oh my God, is he ever?
Yeah,
is he ever a brick a year?
Yeah, Matt liked this one better than last year's Canadian Destroyer brick.
Yeah, I don't. You started with that shit Saturday. I told you to knock it off immediately. It hurts my soul.
Now you got a Golden Gate brick, so
yeah, it's great.
Next year, maybe a Clitter Box brick.
There is a design in the works.
I don't want to know what that is.
It's our next t-shirt. What?
How's the mud water?
I got to tell you, this is pretty fantastic mud water, Tony.
You're welcome, dude.
It's kind of light.
Yeah.
A little refreshing. It's nice.
Okay. Told you.
Yeah. You've not steered me wrong yet, Tony.
I would never steer you wrong, dude.
And I know that about you.
Hop on. He'll steer you somewhere.
You wish.
I just let him ride, bro. Wherever the road takes us.
Now, Tony, I think the real question here.
Wait, so what's a Judas cradle?
Oh, God damn. I got to Google what it is.
Oh, wait. You know what? I'll Google.
Yeah, please. Because I didn't explain it to the group and it was late and I had a couple cocktails. I think it involves like a spike in the asshole or something like that.
Being lowered.
It's like a torture device.
Yes.
Yeah, look at this.
Is it in your mommy's playroom?
All right, first of all, it's not my mommy's playroom. It's mommy's playroom, Brundo.
The clitter box as well.
My mommy's playroom is 6 feet under, buddy.
Oh, this is no big deal. I've seen some videos where some ladies and gentlemen have taken things bigger than this thing. Judas cradle. If I can go down to the adult store and buy something bigger than this, the Judas cradle can go eat shit.
Can you explain what the Judas cradle does, Tony?
A purported torture device invented in Spain in the 16th century by the Spanish Inquisition, by which the suspended victim's orifice, usually the anus, well, some of us only have that, was slowly impaled on and stretched by the pyramidal tip of the seat. It looks like a stool with a pyramid on top. And they sit you down, and it looks like there's a harness that goes around your neck, and they probably just pull you down on this thing.
So it's like sitting on Dan Aykroyd's head in Conehead?
Yes, yeah. Except that's a little more comfort tip, if I had to say.
Yeah, it is kind of rounded, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not sharp.
It was believed that the torture device was named after Judas as a means of punishing those who were deemed to have betrayed their fellow man.
Yeah, now anytime there's a Judas reference, it's just me rubbing vanilla ice cream all over my tits. That looks horrifying.
Yeah.
That looks rusty. Yeah, like
you. No, it's wood, bro. It's not rusty.
That's wood. That's even worse.
Oh, yeah, you don't see like the wood grain on it?
You ever go down a wooden slide?
Not without my pants.
Have you got down a wooden slide?
No, but my father told me stories from 1950. So
the fuck were they doing in the 50s?
I don't know.
Oh, going down a wooden slide
and picking out splinters out of your legs.
Oh, I had to pull a nail out of my ass one time.
Yesterday?
Not yesterday, no. You want to
first thing? Well, yeah, I had to pull a nail out of my ass and leave us all hanging.
Like, not like the nail.
So for a short period of time when I was like 17, in the summer I went to go work as a roofer. So bundles, right? Bring them up, throw them down, like tear off, all that kind of shit. Well, I was sliding down the corner of the roof where it kind of meets there in the little nook. And as I was sliding down, I don't know how, but a nail clipped up and right in my ass. Yeah.
Two holes in the ass that night.
Yeah. Yeah. It sucked. That hurt like a motherfucker. And then I actually had to like grab it underneath the head of the nail and physically pull it
out.
How
big was this nail?
It was pretty decent.
Jeez.
Yeah, it didn't hit me anywhere that was nice either.
Yikes, dog.
It could have been worse.
Yeah, right in the meat.
Yeah.
I could always be worse.
That's my friend that rode a seatless bike. Yep.
Why?
Because the bike didn't have a seat, and he was doing jumps, and he came down on it, and a couple of stitches later.
Judge Crandall said, shingled roofs in the Shire. Shire.
John Trander's a shingle shrife in the shrine. It's a shingle shrife in the tree.
Double T.
You mush mouth motherfucker.
I wanted to try and get to it before somebody else.
Shingle shrife in the
shrine. Shingles in the shrine. Now let me ask it. New Tots dropped today.
Yes.
New Tots pod. And I don't want to steal any thunder from the next episode. But is there a get off my lawn for your trip to New Jersey?
Ooh, good question. Maybe the guy at Adam's Tavern that was
Hey.
I can play along.
But this, let them do the gimmick first.
Giving them ideas.
Drink your fucking mud water and shut
up. So I think that, I mean, Tropical, we're both on this train. The ridiculous amount of horn honking that goes on in the state for no apparent reason that could still, I mean, every time we're out, we're like, what the fuck is wrong with everybody? Lay off the horn. Like, that's just too much.
I remember you saying that when we were sitting outside the ice cream place.
Yeah.
I think you're up to at least like three since we got to Westfield.
Which is like significantly less than the last two times.
Yeah, it was 27, the 10 minutes I waited on Tony to pull up last year.
Yeah. Jeez. Just too fucking much. Nobody gives a shit. It doesn't matter. Like, stop honking your goddamn horn.
You are correct, too, because my parents used to live in the Midwest, and she said she drove a car that would stall out every time they stopped at a light.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, if I drove this in New Jersey, I'd get beeped at every single fucking time.
Yeah. Because everybody settled down on that. There hasn't really been anything. I would say, like, the superstar Jimmy at Adams, he'd probably get off my lawn.
I don't know what type of people Minnesota is importing other than hobbits over here, but watching the parade that came off of this plane with Kevin.
You get off my fucking lawn, drop it.
There was a parade, you know, the people in the wheelchairs and everything like that. But there was a homeless guy. There was the world's largest bulldog I've ever seen. There was just vagrants abound. And then Kevin.
Well, this, like, he's texted, like, I let you guys know I'm landing, and I'm waiting to get off the goddamn, that's something to get off my lawn. I hate this shit. Motherfuckers, like, the plane will land. Everybody will get off the plane.
Right.
These assholes that stand, like, as soon as the plane lands and stands up and starts grabbing their shit, fuck you, man. It's a zipper merge to get out of the plane. But these people, for some reason, it's a zipper merge. Everybody, you. That's the way it fucking works.
What did you call it? A zipper merge. Okay.
Like, and these people jump up and grab their shit and then start, like, walking towards the front of the plane. It's, settle down. You're going to get off the fucking plane.
Nah, dude, you got to get up. You got to be ready, because when it's your turn, you got to go.
Yeah. Yep. But when it's your turn.
When it's your turn, yes.
You know how you avoid all that? Sit in first class.
Yeah.
We went to fucking Tampa first class back in April. Fucking greatest thing ever.
Yeah, those people. Yeah.
First on the plane. You got room for your bag overhead. First off the plane. It's fucking amazing.
I did it once.
My wife and I, on the way back from honeymoon from Houston to New Jersey, upgraded. It was like the greatest flight I've ever been on.
The airport is usually full of get off my lawn. Like, the airport is, that's a place.
The airport just sucks, but that's like shooting fish in a barrel.
When I was flying out, there was a kid, like, boy, he was right in front of me going through the security line.
He was taller than him.
Yeah, he was taller. He's probably in his mid-20s. But he's wearing, like, a Chili Peppers hoodie, and he looks like a fucking dirtball. And
poor kid's just trying to go somewhere.
No, wait for it, Tony. So I security's easy, right? You got flips on. You don't even take your flips off anymore.
Ew. Probably,
yeah,
You go through you go through security in flip-flops?
What's the fucking problem?
Gross. Those nasty.
When you picked me up, I wearing fucking flips?
I don't remember.
Wait. Look. Do you have to take your flip-flops off to go through the security checkpoint?
Not anymore.
Oh, no. Nobody does anymore, but you used to have to go through barefoot?
In Minnesota, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Ew. I don't give a shit, he says.
I mean, so, hobbit feet are fine walking to Moria. What about going through the Minnesota off? Airport.
I don't know what that means.
It's a Lord of the Rings reference. I think
it was over your head. Buddy.
Everything's over his head, Al.
Don't get fucking nasty with Brundle because he enjoyed AEW and you didn't even watch the show.
Back here if you need me.
Wow.
I will say, getting off the plane, there was a guy rushing to the front that had his backpack, trying to get his and his wife's bags, because, you know, they're the most important people, obviously, on the plane. And he kept smacking me with the backpack. And the first couple of times, I'm just like, okay. And the girl sitting beside me saw the facial expression change, and I just stopped and looked at the guy and then stood up. And, oh, my apologies, sir. Because his wife's like, he's going to kill you right now.
I would not want to see you get angry.
It can be crazy.
Does it get crazy?
It has.
What's the angriest you've ever been?
I knocked out a dude's tooth once.
Wow.
I got the scar to prove it.
Why?
I really don't remember.
Okay. I was like the fucking Hulk. Like when he rages, like it's just a fucking different person.
Yeah, a little bit. When it goes past the point, I think Cassie's seen it once. There was an incident at work. I'm not going
to
get into all the
we don't
the
have
fine
to.
Details, yeah, don't have but to. Like that dude, he had threatened Cassie. And, yeah, like she saw something. You know, the pupils dilate, and it's like, oh, he's about to kill him.
I will tell you this, my observation from the barbecue. Al is way more social than Handsome Kevin.
100%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever realized that.
Yeah. I'm not like one of those, like, let's walk around and fucking chat it up with people I don't, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'll talk to anybody, but I'm not, like, going to walk around everywhere and say, hello, I'm Kevin. I'm from Minnesota. It's a pleasure to meet you. Hello, I'm Kevin. Like, I'm not, that's not,
I don't think he did that either. I think
he did. Like, he did.
No.
I think he just went and,
howdy, y'all. Drop Gale from Alabama. Good to be here.
I think my impression of Al is better than yours.
Is it?
Yes, much better.
Yes, much better.
Kevin?
I don't think anyone's asking you to do that, but you could mingle.
I mingled.
For it took you a little while to get going.
I mingled, yeah, but that's not who I am, man. Okay. I like to hang out. I'll chat. I like chatting.
You like beer? I know you like chatting, but it's like
it's rolling social dice. You don't know what you're gonna get.
Brought some beer.
I don't know. I thought we had a good crew. I saw the thing is that you sat in that chair by the fire pit.
Yeah, I was talking with Tony, another Tony,
and you were there for like 3 hours. Like you
it was
didn't
not three
move.
Hours,
but Al was he was doing his thing.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're not the same guy.
I don't think you're the same guy.
Marking out says mingling sucks.
Clown jumps in.
Literally, get off my lawn. People don't pick up after their dog. I hear you, brother. Mm-hmm. People fight in my fucking town all the time about people leaving dog shit everywhere. I'm sorry, Brundo. I cut you off.
What?
I cut you off. Were you going to say something?
I don't even remember at this sorry. Point.
Brundlefly was sitting right next to me the entire time.
I was talking to Aunt Money and Gina a lot.
I talked to Aunt Money too.
Okay.
He points me out. I'm the Aunt
But I'm with you. I'm kind of the same way. Like in a large group of people, I'll kind of hang back, a little socially awkward at times. And,
it's not awkward, just sitting there hanging out.
You know,
should have stuck your face in ice water. You made a lot of friends.
You really should have.
I do kind of regret that. I would like to see how long I would last.
Yeah.
Next year.
Buck checking in. I like giving all the people outside the ice cream place the horn. That's why I'm in the big house.
Oh, Buck.
He had to make one appearance. Come on.
Did he?
Yeah, of course he did. For the 590th episode.
Do you, Brendo? This is the first time since last year, the jerk off, that we've done this show live together. Do you always have the notes printed out?
Yeah, every week I print them out.
Because I thought, because I see when we do the show, I see what you see on the screen. But now, like, I can see Brendo. But during the intro, I always see him looking down. So I don't know if you write the intro or if you just wing it.
I have written the intro once, like the first time I wrote the intro, every once in a blue moon, and I may start doing this more often, you know, write more of what I'm going to say on there, especially the episode number, even though it's right in front of me right here, and I still say 508 Shining Wizards.
It's easy to laugh, but it's also, it's not easy to do the intro to the show.
It's not.
No,
it's not.
And Brundo jumped in fucking both feet first.
Yeah. My first intro was completely written out and I still fucked it up somehow.
when I think my favorite though was when you were talking about resetting the clock and it was the Hogan episode because one of the wizards didn't say their prayers or he takes their vitamins.
That is by far and away my favorite an intro I've ever done.
Your favorite interview too?
My favorite intro. I'm stroking out now.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Come on over and get.
Bathrika will always be fucking linked to the Hulk Hogan tribute show.
Oh, he's in the. He's on the move. Boy.
Oh.
Don't do that for me anymore.
I don't think I've ever done that for you.
Wait, this is weird because I'm looking this way and you're looking. We're looking away from each other. Wait, now.
Oh, when we look at each other?
Yeah, now it'll make sense. Right? Now we're looking at each other?
Nothing makes sense. I feel like Brundo's in a fucking movie theater.
I feel like Kevin's in a fucking tanning booth. Why is this shit all red?
It's the lighting.
The lighting's right under.
He's used to being surrounded by that much wood. It's okay.
Just eat that wood, buddy.
Yeah, that's cool.
Now, I do have to. You didn't watch Dynamite at all this week, though.
No.
Wow. How do you feel?
Pretty happy.
Fucking great.
we recorded the tots there last week. We got into like the lawn segment, which I'm usually like fired up, ready to go. Like I will kick people off the lawn left and right. I told Trump, I was like, man, I don't really have much. Like I'm feeling pretty good. I'm happy right now. Things are going fantastic. I'm not watching AEW.
Yeah. We were excited about this trip.
Yeah.
So, I like that.
Yeah. I don't know if I don't
go back, man.
I have to go back.
No, don't go back.
I have to go back because otherwise when he goes every week, he goes, actually, it was pretty good. And I laugh and you say, don't fucking say shit.
But you don't.
You didn't even watch it. You didn't even watch it. You don't say anything. No opinion. No opinion, you.
You don't laugh. You judge him immediately.
I don't judge you. You 100%
judge him.
I love Brundlefly.
Oh, you watch every week and you say it's a good show.
He does.
Okay. So that's what he likes.
Nah, he doesn't.
How can he be wrong if that's what he likes?
He's wrong.
Hey.
I am not wrong. Enjoy Larry Zbysko. He's a fucking tool.
Yeah. Whoa. Brundlefly.
We had a good heart to heart before you guys showed up. He's like, you know what? I never liked Larry Zbysko.
Yeah. It's not a gimmick. I've hated it.
It's not an HK 90s. Thing. It's a like, I hate Larry Zbysko thing.
You can go.
That I can accept. I can accept that.
Yeah.
AEW's not great every week.
No, you can go eat at the same restaurant 3 times a week.
I'd love to, yeah.
More than that.
Right.
Would love to.
I wouldn't do that, but I don't judge you. I mean, I do.
You
but...
do.
Yeah, you kind of do.
You do all the time.
Yeah.
Well, he also doesn't do his laundry in the fucking porta crap.
But I never did my laundry in the porta, John.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You did once.
Laundry requires...
There's a fucking song about it.
Laundry... Let me ask you this. Laundry requires two things.
Porta John?
No.
And laundry.
Water and soap, right?
Well, no. Clothing too.
Oh, no, there's a
river. I mean, the people who used to wash their laundry in the rivers, they probably didn't have soap.
Oh my god. Fucking
well, just Matt doesn't have deodorant, so why would he have soap?
I'm fucking trying here. God damn.
No, I'm sorry. It requires water and soap.
Look at that. Marking
out. Fabric softener.
Good shows are few and far between.
Yeah, is he talking about AEW or us?
No, well, column A, column B. Come see, come saw.
But everyone's different.
Oh, look at this. Thank you, MB. Love you, buddy. Hope you're doing great.
He is when he's not watching fucking AEW.
That's good.
Marking out says both. Lol.
Woof.
I want you to be doing great, though.
I am doing great, man.
Okay.
I'm doing fantastic.
Have you... We talked about it a couple weeks ago now. Yeah. If we're going to remove AEW from your watch wrestling viewing.
Find something to replace.
Have
it.
You jumped onto that AAA YouTube page yet?
I haven't done that yet. Right. And I think the way I'm gonna go is probably gonna go IWA Puerto Rico.
Oh okay.
I think that's probably gonna be the way to go.
Is that Savio's?
It's Savio's, okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't know where it is, Tony. Don't worry.
He
tell the folks
he doesn't know where it is,
is,
Tony. Don't worry.
Why?
He doesn't know where it is.
Did I miss a joke? Did he not know where Puerto Rico was?
Yeah, he didn't think Puerto Rico was.
He gave Duke the business because he said, yeah, the music of the Caribbean. And he, how dare you?
How dare you? It's getting there. I'll find it.
You can find something else.
You can find something else.
Yeah. These people's dilated. Stomp a hobbit into the ground.
Wow.
you may be disappointed because I looked at a couple of IWA
Puerto. They haven't run a show in a while.
Well, that and Savio's not on the shows that I looked at.
But he runs it.
He
gimmick.
Runs it. Yeah. But I don't know if he comes out in the middle.
Yeah,
but he's
I mean,
not
he can come wherever
matches.
He wants. But like, it's I'm just looking forward to watching the product.
Okay.
It might be horrible. I don't know. I'm gonna check it out though.
There's it was been good back in the day. I remember they had a lot of talent there.
Yeah. There's been so many cum jokes tonight, Al. I can't even laugh at them anymore.
Yeah. They're dried up and it's just
now it's like potato flakes.
Flaking off.
It's like I can make Hungry Jacks now.
Scrubbing his shade.
Potato flakes.
One thing we do on Tots.
Do.
Yeah. We have a new segment called The Loaded Question.
Yeah.
And I came up with one last night because we were talking to a lot of different people at the cookout that are not wrestling fans.
We.
Yeah. Well, we, Matt, and I, talked to a lot of people that say, I don't watch wrestling. And that was one that I came up with last night. I wrote it down real quick because, here's one. If you had to pick one match to show somebody that was not a wrestling fan to try to get them interested, what is your match?
So before we ask this question, I do want you to know IWA Puerto Rico on YouTube.
Yeah.
2 days ago, they updated. There's a show on there.
Hell yeah.
So Ricky Banderas versus Cuervo.
Okay.
Like Jose Cuervo?
No, like Rory Cuervo.
Oh, Ricky Banderas. That's Mil Máscaras, I think.
Mil Muertes.
Muertes.
So what?
Like my sushi. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck this is.
So
like
the
Don Flamingo from fucking Punch Out.
What wrestling match would you show non-wrestling fans?
Like, I can't remember Rich's wife's name from last night.
Rich's wife's name was Vicky.
Vicky. So if you had to, if you'll sit down and watch this match with me and see why I'm into this, do you have that match?
Austin Hitman from WrestleMania 13.
That got Duke banned from wrestling for a year.
Why?
The blood.
Yeah, Duke's folks were like, nope, it was
done. Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah. Couldn't watch wrestling for a year.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. First thing that popped into my mind was Hogan Andre, WrestleMania 3.
That is pretty good. It's a pretty good one. And one you can always go to if people will, because I think Vicky's big thing last night was it's fake. Taker, Mankind, Hell in a Cell. Mm-hmm. You know, not really.
No, show him some of the shit from the deathmatch page. By the way, how's Dr. Redacted doing? I heard he had a fucking bad weekend.
I meant to text Motzbach today but he was in the hospital. He couldn't move some of his fingers or something like that.
Yeah, he severed something bad. Mansur actually had to take his own tape off to fucking help him during the match.
Yeah, good man, that Mansur.
What the fuck? I feel...
So not that one.
No, but I do feel like every weekend, like, there's somebody like... And then John Wayne, he got fucked up again, right?
I know he was burned, and then he already came back.
Yeah, and I thought he got fucked up this weekend, too.
It's possible.
Did he wear earrings? But on this question, when I thought about it, one of my favorite matches as far as the storytelling and everything, if you sat down WrestleMania 20, Eddie and Kurt, when Eddie takes the boot off, like telling that story, you know, that Kurt's gonna look for that ankle lock, he's gonna want to punish Eddie, and the whole time he's loosening that boot and just slides one in there.
Slide it in. Jam it in. Ram it in.
Just like Jimmy, right? Ski.
Duke and I just covered the In Your House with Brett versus Bulldog.
Yep.
That match is fucking incredible.
Which the one in December?
Yeah. It's amazing. The rest of the card is pretty bad.
Yep.
But that match is better than the one from SummerSlam.
It's the one where Brett blades and Vince yells at him afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's such an incredible match.
I'm just trying to give our new friend Rich some ammunition. Like, hey, maybe check these out.
Yeah, but I feel like Rich was like, and I really do hope Rich is listening or he checks this out, but like, I feel like he's tried.
Yeah.
And I just don't. She's not doing it.
Wouldn't it make sense to go like a Royal Rumble or a Battle Royal? You know what I mean? For somebody that's new to it, right? Because a lot of things are happening. A lot of things are moving.
So I've got one, and you're going to hate it.
I already do.
But I've got one where the crowd, you cannot see the crowd going insane. I'd go Hulk Hogan, Lex Luger, Nitro 100, where Luger wins the title, overcomes all this stuff. It was very basic, but it was exciting. Crowds on their feet the whole time, and everybody's super excited when Luger wins.
I don't hate the pick run to fly. Fun, if you would have said Conan versus Goldberg.
Conan.
If you would have said Conan versus Goldberg at Great American Bash 98, I would have said, yeah, no, that's bad. It's horrible.
I thought about Goldberg Hogan, but I do like Luger and Hogan better.
Logan Hogan. Mark and Al came in with Sasha Banks Bayley, NXT TakeOver Brooklyn.
Great fucking
that's
match.
A hell of a match.
Yeah. There's some of those FTR matches from NXT. FTR DIY was always really good.
The triple threat with FTR DIY and the Authors of Pain was a fun time.
Yeah.
Johnny Gargano Andrade too, right? From NXT Philadelphia TakeOver.
That's the best NXT match I've ever seen.
That's fucking unbelievable, man. There's a lot. It's hard, right? Like,
oh yeah. See, they're not even funny anymore. It's been going on for no, 2 hours.
I was like, in my head when he said that, I was like, Tony will get this one.
I felt dirty that I did it, bro.
It's also what's the approach, though? Like, are you trying to get somebody who doesn't watch wrestling?
Well, yeah, and that's
or is it somebody who has a significant other who watches wrestling and that person hates wrestling?
Yeah, I mean, it could be either one.
It's harder to turn the person who hates wrestling or has a preconceived notion of wrestling because of a previous experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know the new people to it, though, like explaining the story, because if you're watching it with them, like obviously if you're just turning them loose on their own, but if it's one of those that, you know, explaining different things, like, all right, if they know absolutely nothing about wrestling, here's some stuff, here's what they're going to do, go back and forth. The referee's going to try to call it down the middle. If there's any shenanigans or anything like that, you can't interfere. You can't have people running in. Although maybe someone should tell Tony Khan that. I don't.
Well, look, to be fair, Jersey Cow Jesse, not a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
But he's always good to hang out. So he's been over for AEW matches.
Yeah.
And he's blown away by Will Ospreay matches.
Oh, yeah.
Blown away. It's a different.
Yeah.
Like if I try and say, this is. It's hard, right? In 2025, I want to sell you on professional wrestling. Watch this match from 20 years ago, right? Watch this WrestleMania 13 match. And now watch today. Like, they're two completely different brands, right? Like, wrestling's changed so much in the last 20, 30 years. So if you're going to try and turn somebody, you'd have to pick something recent, right? You can't give somebody... As much as I love Andre Hogan, that was 40 years ago. So now you're gonna watch Andre Hogan. Okay. Awesome. You get it. It's David versus Goliath. It's the little guy overcoming the fucking giant, picking him up, slamming him. Oh my God. Now he's gonna put on Netflix or AEW, and it's a completely different animal, right?
Yeah. I'm gonna SJ went with Hell in a Cell. Taker Mankind.
Clown.
Julio.
Oh, okay.
Julio and Steamboat Mach.
Good call.
My birthday bro just said Lucha.
All right.
Nah, Clown went with RVD versus Jerry Lynn Living Dangerously 99.
Well, he also mentioned Nakamura and Zayn from NXT TakeOver.
Yeah, that was like near perfect match.
There's recent ones, but it'll get I think it gets away from the storytelling.
Yes.
And it's a lot of high spots and fast action.
I would recommend Pat McAfee versus Vince McMahon.
I'll do you one better. Crowbar versus the Mighty McAfee.
You know what? I enjoyed that fucking match.
I did too.
It didn't belong on television, but I enjoyed that match.
We can tell how much you enjoyed it.
Oh my God. Couldn't wait to get in the ring. Fucking gave him a big hug.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I mean, Tony, posed homework a gauntlet match. You could, if oh it's a God. Male guy,
BMP yeah, gauntlet could, in a bed. Yeah. Yeah.
That thing had everything. Sex appeal, violence.
Right.
Old women.
The fucking anger on your face, Double T.
He loved it. What's he angry about?
I don't know. He was staring right the fuck through me like I did something wrong.
Tony, mark it out with your other favorite match, Miz vs. Shane.
Oh, best wrestler in the world, right?
No, but he tears his quads. Snoop Dogg has to finish it.
Oh, my God. And fucking Snoop did a fucking amazing job, too. I love that Snoop better than the one when he jumped off the fucking top for AEW. Remember that one?
Oh, my yeah. goodness, yeah.
Looked like the fucking DDP jumping off the top rope.
Oh, jeez, that was fucking horrible. Better than Mike Tyson yawning on camera with the TNT belt on his lap? AEW is so magical. You know, they still haven't put Maki Ito singing and all the other women beating the shit out of each other on Max yet either.
It's such a How often thing. Are you checking?
Oh, every day.
Every day.
Well, I find it on YouTube, and I'm like, I want to see the fucking complete, uncut, unedited version on Max.
What makes you think the complete, unedited?
It doesn't matter. I want it to be on Max. I want to be able to put the link up and let the world know that this is what happens in AEW, and it's amazing.
He's looking every week for homework.
Dude, this is when I loved AEW. Like, when they did dumb shit like that, like, I was all in with AEW. All in. The guy with no fucking legs wrestling. Fucking Rusev breaking arcade machines at ringside. It was fucking awesome AEW.
I think when I started listening, I think it was three episodes later, you tapped out on AEW.
Yeah, but fucking Matt Hardy disappearing in the crowd at Daly's place with the 20 COVID fans that were allowed to be there.
They were all the wrestlers.
Marking out brings up a clip that doesn't get talked about enough. There's Greg Valentine by himself during the pandemic on Dynamite. Jersey Cow Jesse says, I think to get someone in high spots of fast action isn't terrible. ? Too many Sodi?
Too much story.
Too much story doesn't work if you're missing a bunch of a story and only get a little piece. It can be confusing.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Go ahead, Bruno.
Oh yeah, I've heard people say TLC 2 is their show you match.
Yes, yeah, so sometimes yeah. like if there's a story involved in the match, it's not just the match itself that tells the story, but you know, there's backstory that goes into the match, you know? Like the greats can pull a story like, oh, two guys working together, great. But once that story's been building and that matches the crescendo of what's going on behind the scenes, that makes it so much better, I think. Sometimes if you have a great match, you need that story to put it over the top.
Over the top.
It's oh, funny, man. My favorite live match of all time was all story, and it was an ROH match. It was Brent Albright versus Adam Pearce, which you wouldn't think is like the greatest match, but they told stories over months and months of Brent Albright looking to turn on him eventually, and he finally does, and the Hammerstein Ballroom goes insane. It's for the NWA title the next month, and then the whole building was electric when Albright beats him. And all because of story. It probably wasn't like the greatest technical match of all time, but I've actually never gone back and watched it just because of how much fun it was in person. I don't want to ruin that.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. And I love this. This is always a blast.
Now this is fun. I honestly, like, I feel exhausted after this one. Exhausting. I really do. Like, I feel like we let it all hang out tonight.
You should have taken today off.
I really I should have taken tomorrow off. And I actually told him, hey, working from home today, I'll be in the office tomorrow. Now I'm fucking double thinking that one.
So you work from home today?
Yeah.
All right. So that's not terrible.
Well, because I didn't want to spend all day at the office and then have to fight traffic, come home, set some shit up, you know, and then you guys were showing up. A good thing I didn't, because I was having problems getting this going. And then we were having problems with the StreamYard getting that going. So, you know, you need that little extra time to work it out.
And it all worked out.
Fuck yeah, it did.
Fuck yes.
Fuck yeah.
And it goes by so quickly. And hopefully the next year goes by quickly.
Nah, let's not hope. When you're over 50, you kind of hope things slow down a bit.
You're over 50?
I'm 51, dude.
Whoa.
Come on. You didn't know how old I was?
Nope. We missed the 50th. That should have been a big deal here.
No.
I thought you were 49.
Thanks, Brundo. No problem. Brundo's trying to get in my pants. You don't have to try, bro. It's all here for you.
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah. HK's going to eat his ass out later, so.
I thought he was eating my ass.
Oh, whatever.
Well, you could start on the ass, and then I'll flip over, and then Brundo could get the ass next.
Oh, gotcha.
Or you could sit sideways.
Oh, I could be lucky.
Tuta Tungo.
Oh, yeah. Tuta Tungo. Tuta Tungo?
Tungo.
Oh, Tungo. And I heard that's a new Tungo. Samoan coming over from Japan. Tungo Loa.
Tungo Bunga.
Tungo Bunga.
Tungo Loa.
Tungo Bunghole.
Tungo my Bunga.
It's a wizard centipede.
Yeah. That'd be great.
I was no part of that, Al.
Yeah. It's a wizard.
I've seen one human centipede in wrestling so far. I don't see.
Wait. What? Did we talk about this? What was this?
This was Joey Ryan's penis party. The main event was Joey Ryan, Val Venus, and Sexy Eddie against Session Marth Martina.
It was all women, of course.
Scarlett Bordeaux and Gigi Dolan.
Of course.
And somehow they made it into a human centipede.
Wait, just all the chicks?
No, every single one of them. This was a match that...
So that's not one to show a non-wrestling.
No, might be. Not show this one to normal wrestling fans.
But you can get Joey Ryan on the show, can't you?
No!
I'm sure he's available. Yeah. All his bookings got canceled.
Yeah, let's have David Starr on again.
David Starr, Joey Ryan, Rude Boy Riley, all on the couch. I'll put Phil Rea next to me over here.
Yeah, and I'll pour the gasoline on the couch. We'll call it a day.
Kevin could get Bucks set up.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. God, who else was there?
Yeah. Who was the...
There was a referee. Who was the guy with the curly hair with the glasses? And then there was the other guy who was the fucking dog in the fucking Discord. What the hell was his name? Ryan something or other?
What?
Wasn't there? His name was Ryan. One of them was Ryan.
So we have. Hold on. Well, I got to back up. Just.
I can't believe we're doing this.
Simmer
list.
Down. This Give awesome. Me a second. All right. Chris Levin was the referee.
Chris Levin. Yeah, yeah.
Mark Adam Haggerty
Mark
was
Adam
the ring
Haggerty
announcer.
Was the ring announcer.
The dog.
Yeah. Who's the guy? That
no.
Was
it was
Red
The
bear. What the hell was his name? The bear. The lion.
The kid. He
the
ran.
The dump tiger.
He ran.
The bear.
The dump tiger.
The lion.
Dump tiger.
The scarecrow. What the fuck was it?
It was the dump tiger. Harry the dump tiger.
Colin West?
I thought there was another guy. Matthew Ryan Shapiro. Was he on the list?
No.
He wasn't on the list. All right, sorry, Matthew. You're good.
He's the kid. He ran that indie promotion. I think his name was Colin West.
Yeah, Colin West. I think you're right. So that's it? There's only been six?
Did you guys ever have Rory Mondo on?
No.
You mean Rory Gulak?
Well, yeah, Rory Gulak.
Oh, is his name Rory Mondo?
Could probably get little Rory later.
He was the owner of Synergy Wrestling.
And who was it?
Colin West.
Colin West. Yeah, he was Harry the Dump Tiger.
Yep. We had him on the show a bunch.
A bunch? I thought maybe twice. Oh, all right, could be a bunch.
That's a bunch.
Did you guys have the bear that got canceled?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yep. Fucking A. Bear Bronson.
No. Bronson.
Boulder.
So good.
Boulder Bronson.
No, yeah. Bear Boulder.
Bear Boulder,
he
yes.
Was
Bear
the
Boulder
one that shit was... his pants in the Nick Gage match, I think.
Yeah, and he was at the anniversary, the first anniversary show, the four-year.
Yeah,
because
he's a fucking...
Ryan's.
He was one of the PWS guys who was better than everybody on every major wrestling promotions roster, if you asked old wizards.
Yeah, well... Everybody on PWS is better.
Jersey Cow Jesse, I just put it down there.
If Wizard Centipede isn't the name of the episode.
Yeah, I don't know. We got some gems, Jesse.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot. There's a page and a half right now. So,
David Starr, Rude Boy Riley. Okay.
Yeah.
Mark Adam Haggerty, Chris Levin.
Duke Drozzi?
Oh, yeah. Duke Drozzi. Holy shit,
dumpster.
Dude.
Sonny. She's in prison.
I'll remind me to show you the great.
Yeah, but Sonny wasn't like
Iron Shirt with Sonny. It's a gem.
But Sonny wasn't a Me Too. Sonny was just, you know.
No, but she's still not, you know.
She was she forgot the break.
Yeah, but I'd have her back on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. People wouldn't like it, but I'd have her back on the show.
She need a ride.
God, who else?
No, she don't. Get her the keys.
She's good.
Is that really everybody?
What happened?
Is that really everybody?
I mean, I could pull up the list if you really want to go down this fucking down this rabbit hole.
I do, because it's like a chapter. It's
did and the you list get mad not... at this last week when we said the what was it the Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore? No, I think that was my idea.
Yeah, the list has not been updated in a while, so we might be missing quite a few people.
All right.
Oh God, I got to go through this whole thing.
You don't have to. Come on.
I mean, oh, we never had Marty Scurll on, right?
No.
Oh shit, Bear Boulder's still here. Might have to take that down. And there's Bear Bronson. Look at that.
I guess there was homework for this show.
Fuck. I don't. I, dude,
what?
Yeah.
I don't just. Just Incredible?
Yeah, but Just Incredible didn't like Me Too himself.
He just robbed only. HK.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it all me, Chris Dickinson? He got in trouble?
Yeah, but he got in trouble because he powerbombed the shit out of Kimberly.
No, he did not get in trouble because he powerbombed the
I
shit
think
out
he
of Kimberly.
Powerbombed the shit out of his wife.
Matt Riddle?
Yeah, Matt Riddle's a piece of shit.
Yeah, now we're rolling.
Yeah, there's Duke Trocey.
Yeah.
Bobby Eaton. I'm sure he did something.
He's dead.
Yeah, he's fine. Rest in power.
Carl Fredericks, he's a free agent now. Maybe we'll talk to Carl again.
Wait, did Bobby Fish do something, or he was just pissed off at everybody and he left?
He's just pissed off at everybody.
Let me see.
Yeah, let's see. Who else we got?
I don't know.
Anthony Green's a weirdo. He gets some. I feel like he's been associated with things.
I thought everybody
still wrestles all the time. So
yeah, but
fine.
I feel like there's other things about him. I could be wrong. I don't want to speak out of turn. Sorry, Anthony, if you're listening.
Wait, Anthony Green?
Yeah.
What is he, like a Trump supporter or something?
He was the cum towel, right?
The cum towel?
Yeah,
that was a weird moniker for a wrestler.
No.
The cum towel Anthony Green.
Teddy Hart? Teddy Hart murdered that girl and
yeah.
They never found
allegedly,
her.
Allegedly, yeah.
Yeah,
beat
allegedly.
Maria Manic or whatever.
Earl Hebner.
Oh yeah.
He used to jerk off on fucking Nikki Knocker's tits.
What?
Allegedly, I don't know.
Hold on.
No,
hold on,
no,
buddy.
No. Allegedly. Joe Hendry.
What's wrong?
He's fine.
Not that he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe.
Yeah, there's a lot of, yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't want to say his name out loud.
I'm with you on that. Barry Horowitz for thinking he's better than he was. Sam Houston, who's just a weirdo.
Oh, come on.
I mean, look who his father was.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
He gets a pass.
Magenta interviewed who? Misa Kate or Billy Starks?
Billy Starks.
Billy Starks. Yeah, there you go.
A lot of people don't like Kevin Kelly.
Yeah, but Kevin Kelly's all right, people.
I like Kevin Kelly.
Will Mercier like
Kelly Klein. Old donut belly.
Kelly Klein, also, she has some skeletons in her closet.
Oh, what the Danny? Not yeah, what the hell was his name?
Danny Havoc.
Yeah,
Danny Cage.
What happened to Danny Limelight?
I don't know. I feel like he's still wrestling.
Few times. He's probably still in NWA.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think there's another Danny been on the show. Touch Your Chest.
Oh my God.
Had a couple of allegations.
Yeah. We went past that before. Hey, this is Moose. All right, we could do this all night.
Yeah, I know.
But we're not going
to be.
Roxanne Perez. It's so funny when you go back and look how many people we had on the show before they were famous.
Right?
It's crazy.
We're the best.
We really are.
Yeah.
We're the best. Tropical's the best.
Tropical fucking rules.
Dude. Handsome Kevin is the best. It's always great to get you guys out here.
No, thank you, man. This is a trip that I look forward to every year. I love coming out to Jersey. We were saying it today and we were on the way back from I love coming out here. I love this trip. I appreciate you and your wife and the hospitality. You guys are absolutely wonderful. The barbecue is fantastic and I really appreciate you having us out and like I say, the hospitality is unmatched as far as I'm concerned.
Unmatched. Yeah. Did you hear that, people?
You're the best for making this happen, man.
What?
The barbecue, all this. Without your barbecue.
No,
this would happen.
Come on now. I can't do it without you guys, the people that show up. My family.
Yeah.
People just don't like Drake Younger, right?
he's a good dude. I think he's turned a leaf. I think he's
him and Janella talked it out, so and Janella was the one that showed up at his Florida politician conference or something like that. So
well Janella also showed up at Hogan's Hangout to sing karaoke and he was a bit of a dick too. So.
True. Oh, you know, Gunner.
Oh, that's right.
Gunner.
You have Bram on at all?
Yeah, but we're talking nuts. Like we were talking like Me Too people, like people who had like, well, not even Me Too, but just like, I don't know, like
bad people.
That Buck Zumhoff kind of fucking
Tombstone category. Jesus.
Stop.
You ever get your merch?
Yes. I got my hat. She said, what the fuck did you buy a Tombstone Jesus hat for?
I thought you ordered like three.
Yeah, I did. I got two. One for me, one for the kid. I wanted to support Tombstone Jesus. The
yeah,
fuck?
I never see you wear it.
Well, he's a better man than
you know how many fucking wrestler shirts I've bought over the years and all wound up at Goodwill? There's probably some fucking family wandering around North Jersey with fucking like Danny Moff fucking t-shirts on and fucking has no idea who he is. Whatever.
Nice Chris Payne t-shirt.
Fuck yeah.
But you bought a hat.
Yeah. It's in the attic. I know where it is.
How come we don't wear it?
Because I don't wear a hat. You know me. I don't wear hats.
So why would you buy a hat?
To support my friend, Tombstone Jesus.
Here's one. You guys didn't have G-Raver on.
No, right? We never had G-Raver on.
He was on Jericho's podcast, though.
Graver.
Really?
Yeah. Him and Murdoch. Jericho did like a deathmatch. Talked to the deathmatch guys once.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
we return next week. We're back to our usual format, right?
Yep, back to our boring old selves again.
No, we'll be good next week. Everybody'll be refreshed, home, charged up. It'll be Labor Day.
Oh, that's right.
God, are we doing a show on Labor Day?
Yes.
No, next week's not Labor Day.
Yes, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it is.
Oh shit, it is.
Oh yeah.
Oh, can we as if the show was in like the UK? Maybe kick it off at like 11 a.m.
11 a.m. I'll do like 6 a.m. when I first get up.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I'll fucking put on some eggs, some pancakes.
Yeah, I'll probably have. Yeah, he's about 5 miles in by 6, so we'll be good.
Oh, that's right. Did I tell you he woke up and walked at the field across the street?
Yeah, the two of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not today though.
Not today.
Kevin wasn't afraid that I was going to murder him, even though he called him a fucking murderer.
I didn't call him a murderer. I say he sleeps like a psychopath.
Well, there you go.
How does one sleep like not a psychopath though?
With blankets and
Pillow?
You have a pillow though, right?
Yeah.
You sleep on your back?
It depends. It was so fucking weird that like he's laying there and I'm not sure if he's asleep. Like, cause he'll talk for a second and then I swear to you, like, it'll be within the minute I hear him snoring. And then he'll wake up and he'll say something. I'll be like, what? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's it, man. Like, my wife will be in mid-conversation with me sometimes, and I'm just out.
So I'm trying to get my shit together to go get my miles in. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm supposed to, like, wake him up. I don't know if I wake him up, I'm going to fucking catch a right in my nards. And I just say, hey, Tropical, you getting out on this, buddy? He goes, yep. And he fucking shoots up like the Undertaker, swings his legs out, and stands right up.
Which part of
I was awake.
I don't know, man. You were snoring a minute ago.
How did you set... I know the time difference is only an hour, but do you set an alarm in the morning or you just wake up when you wake up?
At home or here?
Here.
Here I set an alarm at 6:45. So we went walking about 7 o'clock. This morning I didn't do shit. This is the first day in 5 months I haven't walked my miles. So, but I'll be back at it tomorrow morning. I just late night, gummy, a lot of drinks. I said, you know, I'm just gonna I'll take a day off, first day off in like say about 5 months. So
who gave you the gummy? Mommy?
So they got one side.
Was it mommy?
Oh,
was it mommy?
Mommy doesn't, she doesn't roll that way.
She's got teeth though. Oh, you didn't get what I meant.
Oh, god damn it, man.
Oh, I mean, I know, man. The playroom was off limits, but mommy, fuck.
Fuck.
Now that this show is fucked, what else you got to mention?
Marking Out wants to know if HK ever skips instead of walking.
Does HK ever skip instead of
walking? Yeah. When he walks, it makes the fucking Twinkle Toes Flintstone sound.
He does. No. When he's home in Minnesota, he walks on his treadmill. Oh. Can you skip on a treadmill? I guess you can,
right? You can do it, yeah.
Sure.
Have you?
No.
I wouldn't recommend it.
No.
Yeah.
Not with those feet.
So Al's tried it.
I've done a lot of stupid things on a treadmill. Just leave it at that.
Wait a second. You can't just leave it at that. What's the stupidest thing you've done?
We'll talk about it when we do the BSB stuff.
Okay. Good idea. Good idea.
Oh, did I tell you there was another fucking racist attack on my people in the fucking North Arlington group on Facebook? Some lady said she saw a strange man running around wearing a guinea tee, and she got lambasted. And she's like, oh, you people need to stop. You're all woke. I said, you're racist. I said, what is wrong?
You're racist. Shut the fuck up. You're fucking racist, you asshole. We can't
not
call
an asshole.
We can't call it a guinea tee, but we can call it a wife beater. That's okay.
Who said that?
Your cousin over there calls it a wife beater.
Yeah.
My cousin?
We're cousins?
I don't know. You bros? Oh, yeah. I don't fucking know what you two are.
Buddies.
But a wife beater is not insulting like a race of people.
Stop.
It's
no.
a particular
stop.
Class of people
right.
who are like just awful on society.
Is that more disrespectful to the battle axes or the guy like
what? The wife beater or the
yeah,
guinea
tee? The wife beater.
I think it's just more derogatory, you know,
just
as opposed
shirt,
to
though.
A guinea tee where it's
racist.
What would you call it if you don't call it a wife beater?
Tank top?
Tank top.
Undershirt.
Just undershirt.
Guinea
it's probably
tea.
A better route.
Not
to take,
guinea tea, you
tea.
Fucking.
Is this yeah, actually is a wife beater a guinea tea?
Yeah, same
I
thing.
I didn't realize that.
Can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't be a Sopranos character and then be offended when people call it a guinea tea.
Who said
it? You can't have your gobble ghoul.
I'm
and
a
fucking,
Sopranos character. Now?
I don't think you are, Tony.
Thank
I think
you.
He is.
Jesus.
I think he is.
Reigning and defending
that's,
ice water.
That's
champion.
What you're doing with your spare time. You're having AI write fucking songs about me and Handsome Kevin, and you're
great
going,
songs.
You're fighting the race war on Facebook about guinea tees. You fucking hand job.
These are people that I live with. These are my neighbors.
No, you don't live with them. You live with your wife
people.
And your son and the weird Mexican people across the street, the kids in his underwear running up and down the street at 5:30.
Oh, were they?
Yes.
I haven't seen that
those,
one.
Those people, they're on the Facebook too, fighting the good fight, right?
The good fight.
I don't know. You're fighting a good fight against woke people or whatever nonsense.
They own the restaurant you want to go to.
Oh, do they?
No.
Oh.
We got to get. We got to let it, for fucking HK get a flavor out here.
The clown checking in. It's only a wife beater if you're wearing it at a trailer park. Good point, sir.
That's so I'm
fair.
Good.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point.
Drinking a Busch beer and eating macaroni and cheese
with the battle axe
and watching pro wrestling.
Yeah, I had mac and cheese with my food at Rory's place on Saturday. I didn't
it's not called
right.
Rory's place. It's called
yeah, that mac and cheese was flaming.
Just like the guy who ate it.
Right, but you didn't say that when the guy who delivered it.
I said it about his food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's flaming like the guy that's
you
gonna
made
eat it.
A gay joke. In
it's
front
a compliment.
Of-
Yeah, he's calling
I can't
Kevin
be the only person who was uncomfortable with this.
No, Jesse was too. Jesse had your back. Although I think Jesse thought what I was going to say would have been a lot worse than what I actually said.
Would that
because
surprise
what I
anybody?
Said was nothing wrong.
No, it was a compliment.
Yeah, Tony said nothing wrong. Just a flaming person delivering flaming food.
Now you see, you
flamer.
Said
Golly.
He was flaming.
You're acting like a real Rory. You know that.
Poor Rory. Someone's going to go to Rooster Spin and be like, Rory.
Rory's into bro stuff.
He got a lot of 5 stars from us, though. We all left
he fucking
review.
Sure did.
Yep.
Could have got no, 5 water fingers, service. Too.
Come on.
What? I don't even want to ask.
Here you go. See? Jesse talking himself, about himself in the third person thought it was going somewhere that it didn't, so it ended all right. There you go.
Where
you're
do you think it was going?
Yeah, Jesse, please explain. Where do you, what do you think Tony was going to say?
Oh, boy, Jesse. I don't know if you want to answer that, brother. You may want to take a mulligan now, that one.
Hey, it could be coming the name of the episode.
Bless you.
You are so good looking.
Good
God, you're fucking
shit,
hot.
Matt's dying. Jesse bleeds the fifth. Good call.
So he asked me, he was like, why do you... Handsome son of a bitch.
Bless you.
So he asked me on, was it Saturday? He's like, why do you do that? And I said, I took it from Seinfeld. It's a Seinfeld thing. He
yeah.
took it. And since I... You're just fishing for compliments. That's the thing. Like, since he found out I say when people sneeze, you are so good looking... He's been sneezing nonstop. I think he's just looking for the fuck, like the confidence boost. Are you double T?
No.
I don't know. You've been sneezing a lot.
Yeah, I think it's my allergies.
I think you're fishing for compliments.
Yep.
Now, if I was fishing for compliments, I'd ask if anyone got any mosquito bites at the party yesterday.
Like small tits? Nobody was a member of the IBTC yesterday? What?
Like small tits.
No, not like small tits, Tony. Like actual bug bites.
So that was your pickup line yesterday?
No, I did. Why would I have a pickup line? I'm fucking married. Fucking what's wrong with you? What's your pickup line? Nice hitters, Kate. Let's go to the Golden Gate Bridge.
That's Al's line.
Yeah.
I just drew the picture.
Why do I have a pickup line? What's your pickup line? We had a conversation last night. I don't know what I would do if I was single in 2025. I don't know how I would meet a woman.
I go to church.
A woman.
Yeah, why limit yourself, bro?
Say a girl? What, I fucking Buck Zumwalt?
Are you fucking Buck Zumwalt? Yeah. I don't think you're his type.
I mean, all you need is Cheez-Its, really. So.
And I love Cheez-Its. I love Cheez-Its.
Or to bend over in the shower.
Drop the soap. But like, yeah, 2025, I wouldn't even know where to start.
The hat.
No, what is with you in the hat? You've never been to the hat, have you?
Maybe, I don't
it's
know.
It's awful. It's a shithole. Should be fucking blown up.
Most places in the mean streets are.
Yes. Level the whole fucking city.
I would be against it.
You would be both.
Yeah, well, except for the Chit Chat Diner. I do like their pancakes.
That's like at the top of the hill, though.
That's up the hill.
You do everything below it.
Oh, down the hill's got to go.
Yeah, 100%.
This is how bad down the hill should get. We should get rid of it. Destroy it and just make it part of East Orange. Fucking let them have it. Fuck it.
There must be multiple Chit Chat Diners, then.
There are. There's two. There's West Orange, there's Hackensack. That's it.
Okay.
It's only those two. And I've eaten it both. Good food both times.
Yeah. I've had the Hackensack one. It's good.
Should write a Google review, see how many points you get.
Only if Rory was working there.
Okay, so Rory replaces the water service guy.
Yeah, I think so. Al? I'll ask Al.
I don't know. We learned so much.
We really did. You know what?
And we learned so little at Rooster Spin.
We did.
Oh, I don't know what the ordering was like because I had to go get alcohol.
He asked me if you wanted seasoned fries, and I went with the seasoned fries.
He made sure we had all our options.
It was delightful. Yeah. I loved it.
We ordered it, and he'd be like, just so you know, you can get this, this, or this with that instead of this. So yeah. It was informative.
He didn't tell us about attractive cows from the Middle Ages.
He really didn't, yeah.
Nobody's perfect.
I think that was a one-off at Adams. I'm not going to lie to you.
No, I think we're going back next year.
No, we're not going.
We're going back. Yeah, we're going to Adams Tavern. Then we're going go-kart race. It's going to be a great day.
That's we're driving all
over.
See,
when you said Al was into comic book men, I was thinking we were going to wind up going back down.
Back to which would be that'd be a good trip.
That's what I thought we were going to do. Yeah.
So why didn't we do that?
Because you wanted to meet at Westfield, and then we had to go visit Rory.
You wanted to go to fucking Adams Tavern and get jerk-off water service.
Jerk-off water
service. And I didn't.
Jerk-off water service.
We dissected this on the ride down, why it was Westfield. It was last year because you were meeting me in Summit, so you just said, we'll go to Westfield to find something to do until Matt is done with work.
Right.
Yeah.
But now we should I live in fucking Morristown. There's a zillion places we could go. You live out here. There's a zillion places we could go.
Yeah, that Lucha place.
My wife said we could have went to American Dream and got on the fucking Nickelodeon theme park. All of us on some roller coasters.
I thought you can't do rides, Tony.
I don't do rides.
I'll fucking throw up. I don't care.
I'm not doing it. I'll hold your shit and I'll watch.
Tropic Ale, can you do a ride?
Yeah.
Brundle Fly?
You think he's fitting in a fucking ride?
Actually.
What's that?
I can't do roller coasters.
All right, well, then we go go-kart racing. I can break my ribs again.
There you go. That'll be fun.
I cracked this.
Who do you think wins in a go-kart race, me or Tropic Ale?
The fans.
I like that answer.
Fans win.
Yeah. Can we record it for the show?
I think Al wins, and I tell you why. Because Al will be slow and steady, Mr. Cautious, mm-hmm. and you'll be such a fucking maniac, you'll wipe out a bunch of times, and Al just fucking roll right by.
See, I think the logic is it's a go-kart. We have the same. It's smaller, right?
He's never seen me on a go-kart. You only have one pedal you need. You put it on the floor.
Right. But at the same, like, look at him. He's a monster trying to fit a fucking go-kart.
That's her
fault. I'm built for go-karts.
Built for a lot of things.
That's what I'm saying. Oh,
more
yeah.
Like sidecars.
So I think right away, sidecars, you're a funny guy. Right away, I think I have the advantage over Tropic Al in a go-kart.
No, I don't think so, because when Al skids into a turn, his car will catch better, and he'll be able to come out of it. You, on the other hand, will have no weight, and you'll go zipping into every wall around every corner.
Zipping into first place.
HK catches better than anybody I know.
Of course. Damn right I do. Can I do the gimmick yet?
Yeah.
All right. And with that, catching things in the corners. Fuck. Let's cue the music.
This has been a production of the Shining Wizards Network. For everything Shining Wizards, visit ShiningWizards.com. And don't forget to listen to all the great shows of the Shining Wizards Network.
We want to thank those that support us over at our Patreon. Executive producer Manny Cresso, Mike Peterson, producers Kate Hensler, Matt Carifo, High Five Tom, Ryan Schlong, Al Day, Kathy Hummer, Michael Hammond, Keith Parker, David Henry Bauer III, Scott George, Jesse Ewell, Emily Brock, and I, Tom Biscuits.
I jerk biscuits right there.
Yeah.
Go. Night, Diana!
Also, follow the Wizard Street team at Wizard Street. I have an updated schedule. You'll see it next week. See you guys next week.
You don't want to, like, pretend to do the soundboard?
No, and I put new sounds on the soundboard, too.
Oh, can you give us some?
Somebody's sucking my dick!
Hey, this is Moose.
It's not one of them. No, I can't pretend to do. How do you pretend to do the soundboard?
I don't know. Like, hey, where's Kevin? I don't see him.
No slices.
Where'd all their blubber hanging out?
Nah, she's boring.
I love the big package. Yeah, that's all I got.
Horny, gotta go.
See you guys next week.